is next on IE America Radio Network. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Corey Morris. After spending the night last night aboard the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, President Bush is now on his way to Silicon Valley. He'll speak at a defense contracting company about the still ailing economy. During his announcement last night of the end of combat operations in Iraq, the president praised America's modern military.
Operation Iraqi Freedom was carried out with a combination of precision and speed and boldness the enemy did not expect and the world had not seen before.
A new Washington Post ABC News poll does show strong public support for the president's handling of the war on terrorism, particularly the war in Iraq, but much less support for his handling of the economy. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, meanwhile, says major combat in Iraq may be over, but the overall conflict itself is still, quote, not finished.
It is never this way or that way completely. There will continue to be pockets of resistance. There will continue to be people killed, as there have been killed and wounded in recent days, unfortunately.
In London, Rumsfeld said it's still not known at this time just how long U.S. troops will have to stay in Iraq. Rumsfeld's in Great Britain for meetings with Prime Minister Tony Blair and Defense Minister Geoffrey Hoon. Those leaders reportedly discussing accelerated reconstruction and humanitarian efforts in both Iraq and Afghanistan. In that effort, a Virgin Atlantic Airlines Boeing 747 has landed in Basra today, bringing with it millions of dollars worth of aid for Iraq. It's the first time a commercial airliner has landed in Iraq since the early 1990s. The plane brought with it incubators for premature babies, wheelchairs, and other medical supplies and drugs to the war-torn country. U.S. officials also say now they've captured the former head of the Iraqi ministry in charge of weapons development. Central Command says he was number 16 on its list of 55 most wanted Iraqis. The department he once headed was established in 1980 to develop Iraq's weapons programs. Authorities believe he may help in rooting out other weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Officials also say two more top Iraqi officials, including one on the list of most wanted, is now in custody.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
The nation's unemployment rate is now at 6%, making it a four-month high. Labor Department figures showing the U.S. economy lost jobs in April, with manufacturing the hardest hit. American payrolls shrunk by 48,000 workers. The IRS says it's recovering millions of dollars hidden in offshore bank accounts now. It's part of the IRS partial amnesty program called the Offshore Voluntary Compliance Initiative. It calls for tax evaders to come forward and name promoters of offshore tax schemes, and in return, those tax evaders will not face prosecution. The IRS says it has discovered, quote, a gold mine of information under the program.
Right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn, back to the dealership. That's a typical test drive. Now, GM introduces the 24-hour test drive. Bring home a GM car or truck. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
Well, I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
People angry at the lack of action by the Turkish government following a massive earthquake in the southeast of the country yesterday are now clashing with officials. Turkish soldiers and police officers had to fire warning shots, use tear gas, and fought running battles in Bingöl near the epicenter of the 6.4 earthquake as rescuers continue to search for scores of missing children. More on the story now from correspondent Suzanne Chislett.
Rescue efforts are continuing at the scene of the collapsed school dormitory where dozens of students were trapped when the 6.4 tremor struck. The bodies of more than 38 teachers and students were recovered overnight, but officials say hope is fading in finding any more survivors. No more cries for help have been heard in the rubble. Sniffer dogs are now being sent in to areas where they suspect children may still be. Locals are angry at the lack of help and aid from the local government. Around 1,000 people marched on the Bingle governor's office, calling for him to resign. Suzanne Chislett reporting.
The death toll from that quake is already at more than 100. I'm Corey Morris, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Liger with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. Pleasure to be with you this final day of our broadcast week and our second week of broadcasting 2 to 5 p.m. Jillian Jordan, welcome to the broadcast as well.
Why, thank you.
This is one of those weeks. Remember a little earlier, a couple of weeks ago, I was saying, you don't even need this program, Daring to Connect the Dots. All the dots are right out there. Well, they're submerging again, and I guess duty calls for us once again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which front?
Oh, it's about the racket, which essentially is the economic and political system that the Bush gang presides over. And one of the aspects of the racket is that you don't talk about the racket. Right?
Ah,
I mean, that's part of the racket.
Right.
So you have all these circuses, no bread, just circuses. At least the Roman Empire gave us bread and circuses. Remember yesterday we were just willy-nilly. What is that? How does that mean? Willy-nillying, declaring it May Day, the International Workers' Holiday, and May Day, the important pagan holiday of Beltane, and talking about Gaia and all that.
Oh, yeah.
We were really up the wrong creek.
Because it was the day before.
No, we didn't make it. It's not like Earth Day. Not like Earth Day.
Then what?
In fact, every day should be May Day. An international celebration of international workers and a pagan celebration of life and nature and renewal and what have you, right?
Well, then every day is May Day for us.
Yes, okay. But apparently we were really wrong. I didn't realize this, that the public law 85-529, and thanks to Joe for this at calltalkyes@yahoo.com, that May 1st of each day is in fact Loyalty Day.
Now, wait a minute. May 1st of each day?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Am I glad you're here, Jolene? I don't know.
May 1st of each year.
May 1st of each year is Loyalty Day.
Loyalty
Day. What country is this? Signed by George W. Bush. And he says that it encourages all Americans to join me this day in reaffirming our alleged... Boy, I can't do anything. I'm glad. Is this Tuesday? No, it's Friday. Good. I encourage all Americans to join me this day in reaffirming our allegiance to our blessed nation.
Oh, you know, I saw something ridiculous about that.
Loyalty Day.
Oh,
that sounds like a dictatorship.
I'm telling you.
Loyalty.
There's no better time to read 1984 than right now.
Which you're doing, right?
Oh, it's just amazing. Everything that you say, I go right to it.
Loyalty Day. I call upon the people of the United States in support of this national observance.
Peter, I'll be loyal to you as your producer.
And I will be loyal to you as my producer.
What?
I don't know.
It's crazy. Bush flying around, sleeping in planes. Oh,
you know, I said to one of the people in our management staff, DVD player, so we've joined the 21st century.
Woohoo! And the Werby!
And the first thing we watched was that CD that you gave to Marilyn for her birthday, some singer, some, you know.
Josh Groban,
mm-hmm. Yeah. A little.
I didn't give it to her. It was actually from my friend who works for Reprise Records.
That's but you Josh gave it to her. Yeah.
But I did, yeah.
So, yeah.
I thought she'd like it.
We were watching that while the most revolting spectacle in the history of the presidency took place. Well, how do you know, Pete, if you didn't watch it? Well, I saw the reports of it. I saw the Drudge Report showing Bush in uniform and underneath it saying, Top Gun.
Oh, I was so repulsed. Yeah. I was screaming at the TV when I saw that. Deserter!
Chris in Fort Worth, who wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com, says, when or who was the last American president to be seen in public wearing a military uniform?
Saddam Hussein?
Well, that's what he says. Am I crazy, or was I right in having a flash of images like Stalin, Saddam Hussein, Musharraf of Pakistan, all duded up in their military garb?
Yeah, it was
And this is, I mean, you like Survivor. It's just a little step away. This is better reality TV than that goofy Survivor crap, if you'll excuse me.
I love that show.
Oh, God. I saw it one time. We were on WCSX, the classic rock station that I do a DJ shift for on Sunday in Detroit. They said this is back when it started. And they said we were going to do a Survivor weekend. And I said to the program director, I've never seen it. And this meeting stopped cold. Like I said, I didn't have an indoor toilet in the middle of the city or something like
that.
That's
a lot of viewers, Peter.
So they gave me a tape of it, of the last show.
Oh, well.
And I watched it.
Of course you didn't like it.
And I said, what is this? I can't believe this. What am I on some parallel universe? And everybody's saying, yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
It's almost over, though, so my life will be back to normal.
Well, I read Bush's speech that he gave. This, by the way, was this multi-million-dollar jet joyride that was absolutely needless. He could have given the same speech in Washington, D.C., but it's a perfect coda. It was an illegal and needless war, so he took a needless and expensive trip. I should have put that in the first part of it. A needless, expensive war and an illegal one, and it was let's get rid of illegal. Then it'll be perfect symmetry. So it was an ill. Let me think. It was a needless, expensive war, and his flight to the USS Abraham Lincoln was similarly needless and expensive to the American public.
Yes.
Yeah. And but it was great TV. Now,
well, I wrote something down that you said yesterday, and I put it on my computer screen just in case my husband was back in the office watching it.
What's that?
But he didn't watch it. It says, don't be manipulated.
Here we go.
See, here we go. Don't be manipulated by the imagery.
Yeah, that's
you know?
It.
And I'm leaving it there, and I think it's good to always remember that.
So when we talk about the spectacle, a spectacle that is intended by its very nature to render us powerless and passive. Powerless and passive to consume these images from these elite image generators for their purposes, not for ours. They're not showing us this great image of the man who wears the uniform of the president of the United States now for our purposes. It's all for theirs.
Yeah, and a bunch of PR BS.
Yeah. The New York Times says, as presidential spectacles go, it would be hard to surpass George Bush's triumphant Top Gun visit to the USS Abraham Lincoln. Bush flew out to the gigantic aircraft carrier dressed in full fighter pilot regalia as the, quote, co-pilot of a Navy warplane after a dramatic landing on the compact deck, a new standard for high-risk presidential travel. Bush mingled with the ship's crew, then yada, yada, yada.
And you know what he said?
What?
Yeah, I flew it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I flew it. The scene will undoubtedly make for a potent campaign commercial next year. So this is what it's all about, folks. This is why the Republican Party broke the gentleman's agreement, if you can imagine applying that little phrase to these gangsters in Washington, never to have a political convention, a presidential convention, after Labor Day. It's always before Labor Day. But now what they're doing, they put it up a week or so after that so they can get as close to September 11th again as they can. So, again, they're going to manipulate our feelings, our fears, our remorse, our not so much our remorse, but it's our fears, our sadness about September 11th.
And also cause many people to question their patriotism.
Yeah, and they're going to use that for their crass political gain. Now, here's what Bush said. One victory. This is what the destruction of the Saddam government is. Quote, one victory in a war on terror that began on September 11th and still goes on. This is such a pack of lies. This is not a victory of a war on terror. It is the firing. Somebody turned me on to this. What happened is the United States fired one of its clients. This was Saddam Hussein that 40 years ago was elevated into power, his political party, the Ba'ath Party. And then Saddam Hussein, when he was at the height of his torturous machinations and warlike predilections, you know, with the war against Iran, was the favored state. Of the United States in the Middle East after Israel. Now, there was that one little deal. Remember, in fact, I don't think I read. Oh, you know what? I didn't read that. Remember, Donald Rumsfeld was in. I don't have it. You know, I threw that away.
Was this his comments today?
No, this was his comments when he was in Iraq. And when Rumsfeld came.
When he shook Saddam Hussein's hand?
One of the generals said, "Welcome back to Iraq." He's referring to when he had been there in an earlier period when Saddam Hussein was, and I'm sure he went, boom. But get this.
I love it.
This is from the London Guardian. Iraqis left baffled as Don drops in for a chat. And this, you know, he gave this report, or he gave this broadcast on Iraqi television and radio. Remember I said yesterday, whenever we read this, what television and radio? Most of this, again, is just for consumption of the rubes at home. That's us. Here's how he opened the broadcast. Hello, I'm Don Rumsfeld.
Oh, he's Don now.
Don, yeah.
I'm your good buddy, Don.
Back home in America, I have 3 children and 6 grandchildren. The youngest is just 1 year old.
Oh.
I want the same things for them that each of you want, but blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine if the Chinese, after hearing us complain so mightily about George Bush, invaded the country after destroying a good part of its infrastructure, right? Then we're occupying us. Chinese government troops, army troops, occupying the United States, and suddenly the Chinese Minister of Defense began making a speech to us in Chinese, right?
Yeah.
And then they had American subtitles below it, or an American saying what the Chinese minister is saying. Have these people no shame? The answer is, folks, absolutely not. It says not many Iraqis would have heard him. There are a few radios and televisions working in Iraq because most of Baghdad and the rest of the city at night is in darkness because there is still little or no electricity.
Oh, hey, how about that? Still.
Right. We didn't even get to it all. Another, but I will put that out. The most revolting spectacle in presidential history is what we saw on television last night. And I didn't see it. I just saw photographs of it. I read about it in the paper. Absolutely unnecessary. A needless, expensive war followed by a needless and expensive spectacle. This is the Bush gang. We got to take the country back. 1-800-TALK-YES. I'm Peter Werbe and Jalene Jordan.
How is the GM 24-hour test drive different from the average test drive? It's about, 23 hours and 45 minutes longer. Long enough to take a GM car or truck to work, to keep it overnight, see how it fits in your garage, see how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tuck, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 for more information. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into Tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Dave Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Back to the show. It's Peter Werby. Call now at 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much. Peter Werby, Jalene Jordan is with me. And I wonder if any of you folks sat for that hideous spectacle, the most revolting, I don't know, I'm at a loss for words, the most revolting
circus
in the history of the American presidency. I mean, they all go for the photo op and all of that, but this takes the cake.
Yes, it does.
Let's go to Billy in Santa Cruz. Billy, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK. Yes, you are on latte number which?
All right, kids, just the one.
Okay.
Actually, it's never a latte. It's always an espresso. I don't put any milk in it.
Good, that's good.
I just want the jolt.
Good.
So I want to talk about the commander in thief.
Okay, we haven't called him that in a long time.
Yeah, but isn't that, in fact, exactly what he is? Let me tell you why.
Sure.
He's a commander-in-chief because he dresses up like a soldier, and he's not. So he steals the images of real man. He's the commander-in-thief.
All right.
He's the commander-in-thief because, as you correctly point out, he's going to use these pictures that I paid for! That you paid for!
Right.
So first of all, as far as I'm concerned, he needs to negotiate with the American people, and I am their agent, to see how much money we're going to ask him to pay back, because believe me, we paid for it. It didn't come out of campaign funds, so we own the picture, too. And let me make a suggestion of what we should do.
Go ahead.
When the time comes for him to run that picture, let us run the picture, too, with the words over it, AWOL Chicken Hawk.
There you go. In fact, we're going to get to Bush's record. I don't know. You know, I'm so geeked about all of this. I called in to the Nancy Skinner show today because she was...
You were geeked.
She was talking about this. You know how many times, and she had this right-wing caller on that was saying, oh, everybody knows about that Bush was accused of being AWOL and deserting when he was in the Texas Air National Guard. And it was repeated on the liberal press over and over and over again. Well, they did a Lexis search of how many times it was actually mentioned in the entire year 2000. 49 times.
Well, and half of those are you.
No, this was the Boston Globe went after. That's the only one. Clinton, on the other hand, was accused of being a draft dodger in 1992. 13,400 mentions of that. Stories about his so-called draft dodger.
Well, that proves the liberals control the media.
Absolutely.
You know, that's just, again, before I go, the fact, you know, he's stolen many things from America, but when he steals the concept from the boys who earned it of bravery, then he's as low as a snake in crap.
Oh. Next, Billy, when you call back next week, tell us what you really think, all right?
Buddy.
All right, thanks.
Please.
Yeah. Here's John in Long Beach, California. John, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Good morning, Peter and Jalene.
Hi.
Hi.
A couple of things. I got a little time here. First of all, I could not watch that spectacle, whatever you want to call it, on TV last night. The main reason is...
You say it like it rhymes with part of the male anatomy, but I don't want to go there. Go ahead.
The main reason I couldn't watch it is I cannot afford to go out and buy a new TV set.
I know.
That's why. The other is that, I don't know, and people have to realize these people are criminals by the very definition of the word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may be getting away with it, but they're they're nonetheless criminals, and we are being taken to the cleaners.
Sure, that's absolutely clear as we look at the economy, and everyone's all been talking about this idea that Bush still wants his $550 billion giveaway to the rich. And
$507,000 to create one job.
Yeah, he said it would create 1 million jobs, which of course is nonsense. And Alan Greenspan, his recent appointee, doesn't agree with that in the slightest. So, yeah, everybody's been talking about. Let me see.
The other thing
comes to $550,000 per job. Yeah.
The other thing too, Peter, is this: the way things are going now, unless it is stopped. Now, I don't know how far down the road, but maybe. Who knows? At some point, I will not be able to talk to you. I will not be able to hear you.
Well, I think...
Or anybody else on the left, because you won't be there anymore.
Well, you know what? I think when you... I don't know. I mean, I sometimes worry about that and think about that, John, that they could just want to close us all down because they're running a house of cards. They're running a scam, and those of us that are saying it is could be in trouble. Hey, we got a guest. We're going to talk about the Middle East and that roadmap. That's next on the Peter Werby Show.
Right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn back to the dealership. That's a typical test drive. Now, GM introduces the 24-hour test drive. Bring home a GM car or truck. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
Well, I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Tensions are running high among immigrant workers from countries in Central America working in the United States on temporary visas, as tens, if not hundreds of thousands, may find out in a matter of days whether deportation is in their future. Some 347,000 Honduran, Nicaraguan, and Salvadoran workers are in the U.S. on temporary visas, and for many, those visas expire in July. The rest expire in September. September. The government could renew the visas, but it must announce its intent to do so at least 60 days before the visas expire. That gives the government until Monday to notify the workers, and so far, they've heard nothing.
Justice for janitors was the May Day rallying cry for workers around the U.S. yesterday. Tens of thousands of custodians saw their union contracts expire this week, and some could be headed to picket lines soon. The union representing 5,000 Silicon Valley janitors has set a strike date of May 17th because of stalled contract talks. And janitors in Portland, Oregon, led a march of about 500 through their city. Although their old contract expired yesterday, union negotiator Marcia Suttenberg says there's enough progress being made at the bargaining table to merit a two-month contract extension.
We're totally happy if the contractors come to the table and offer our people decent wages and a benefit that they can will allow them to take their kids to the doctor. Damn, we've got a deal.
Janitor Felipe De Jesus rejects the notion that his employers can't afford to pay him a living wage and provide his family with health insurance.
They're saying they don't have enough money, but they're the ones hanging on to all the money and it doesn't come down onto all the workers.
Portland's janitors hope to have a new deal hashed out by the end of June. Otherwise, they say they'll strike as a last resort.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Show 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Corporate criminals playing with tanks, that's the call. C-A-L-L from Australia, that's probably about 20 years old or so. Loyalty Day sure sounds horrible. We were talking about that yesterday. Not May Day, not this international workers' holiday, not the pagan holiday of Beltane when it celebrated by running around the maypole, but rather Loyalty Day. Judy writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com, Loyalty Day sounds horrible, but it appears that Clinton first proclaimed it. Sigh. When I was a child, we picked flowers and gave them to people. I happened to be in Novosibirsk, Siberia, on May 1st, along with my husband. We were asked to join their May Day parade, but decided it was best just to watch. We certainly weren't communists. Yeah, these police states kind of hijacked May Day as the international workers' holiday for a long time, but now they're gone. Fortunately, in the dustbin of history, so we can celebrate it in a proper manner that it should be. Of course, May Day began here in the United States in 1886. Men and women fighting for the eight-hour day, and we're going to have to do it all again with this sinister gang in Washington. Hey, here's Jim Hightower on the Peter Werby Show, and then we'll go to our guest.
Whenever you hear that Washington is moving forward with comprehensive legislation to do this or that, it means that some larger theft than usual is underway. Beware, then, of the comprehensive energy bill that the White House is now trying to choo-choo-cha-boogie railroad through the legislative system. This boondoggle even comes wrapped in the flag as the Bushites try to capitalize on their military victory over Saddam by claiming that America's energy independence is dependent on this glob of special interest gimmies. Buried in it are $18.7 billion in tax subsidies for ExxonMobil, BP, Shell, and the other global oil and gas giants, and for the electric utility greedheads that keep raising our rates as they pollute our air.
The congressional sponsors use Orwellian terms to make it seem as though they are working in the public interest by taking actions that, quote, streamline, bring balance, provide relief, allow flexibility, and otherwise do good things, when in fact, they're just engaged in the same old special interest gotcha. For example, their bill would allow oil corporations to escape paying taxes they owe to we the people on gas they take out of the Gulf of Mexico. It would allow the federal government to overrule states that dare tell utilities they can't run electric power lines through your land or community. It would make it harder for you local citizens, farmers, environmentalists, and others to stop utilities that want to flood your area with hydroelectric dams. It would cut the royalties that these energy giants pay to us taxpayers to take the oil and gas from our public lands. It would let coal companies escape paying the health benefits of mine workers who've worked hard all their lives and come up with lungs full of killer coal dust. And the bill would open all of America's coastal water to oil and gas drilling. This is Jim Hightower saying, this isn't an energy bill at all. It's highway robbery. To stop it, call Public Citizen, 202-588-1000.
Thank you, Jim Hightower, for your usual segment on the Peter Werby Show. Or you can just go to citizen.org as well. And for America, there's going to be a showdown in Texas. Yeah, I like the sound of that. You can go to my website, Peter Werby, PeterWerbe.com. That's WERBE.com, PeterWerbe.com. But we always like to bring you this directly. So joining us is Stephen Brown. He is the assistant director of the Dallas Peace Center, and he is part of the protest against George W. Bush in his hometown, or his home state, rather, of Texas. That's going to be tomorrow in Austin. Stephen Brown, welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, people are saying all these demonstrations, they're all over, but you sounds like you've got a big one. Showdown in Texas, a pretty dramatic title.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be just exactly the way it sounds. We're taking the fight directly to Austin, and we're hoping for a big opportunity to make our voices heard.
Mm-hmm. And when did you plan this? Was this while the war and the invasion of Iraq was going on, or after?
This has actually been the effort of that's been going on for several months. It's a part of a bigger project that's called Made in Texas, and it's a way for us to highlight with the weapons manufacturers and how the networks of the oil companies in this state of Texas. Are using it to build up our dependence on the defense industries here in Texas.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's not just about Iraq, then?
No. This effort was going on before that war in Iraq, and it's still going on previously.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a number of good speakers. I'm not sure that people would know them too well, so maybe except for Medea Benjamin, who's been a guest on this show many times before. But it sounds like you have co-sponsors all over the place, and quite a range of people. What kind of expectations are you having for this demonstration in Austin?
Well, preliminary expectations are for a range from 20 to 25,000.
Really?
We do have people coming in from far away as Atlanta, Portland, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and some other cities. So we do expect a huge turnout.
Now, given, at least from what we see, we call it here on the Peter Werby Show, we don't call it the media, we call it the medium, the single voice of power. The medium shows us that this president is wildly popular. How do you think that your demonstration showdown in Texas tomorrow in Austin is going to be received?
Well, we always hope for the best, and I would agree with you on the propagation of popular media. That's anybody's guess how they're going to react to it. I know that everybody knows about it. We've received several calls here from several different media sources and saying they are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping for the best, and it should be a widespread media event.
Did you receive publicity in advance? I know when they anticipate a large turnout, very frequently even the mainstream media will say this is going to happen. And
mm-hmm.
So has there been prior media coverage of this?
There has been. Some local offices of newspapers have presented this in their publications. Also, some local publications have given us some coverage. So, you know, it hasn't been completely silent. I can say that.
You know, it's interesting, Stephen Brown, in England, during the run-up to the invasion and occupation of Iraq, newspapers like the Daily Mirror, this publication, I think it has about a million a day in London, it was actually one of the co-sponsors of the big anti-war marches there in London. So you have papers there that are engaged. Of course, they're engaged here, aren't they? They're just engaged in corporate interests. I guess it's
That's right. They're just engaged on the other end of it from where we are, unfortunately.
And although this is headline, protest the war in Iraq in Bush's home state, it's also demand true human security, funding for health care, education, housing, jobs, and environmental sustainability, demand protection of civil liberties for citizens, immigrants, and indigenous peoples, and also, and this I'm sure is a big one, in Texas, demand a moratorium on the death penalty in the state that brought you. Why do you call them Texecutions? What's the wordage there about?
Well, Texas seems to have its own special version of how to go about convicting people, and it seems like a special coldness about it, and really precision and about it that other states don't have. I think the reputation that Texas has around the country, even in other death penalty states. I think we're set apart just by the sheer numbers of executions we commit.
Now, this is terrible to do to you, and if you don't even want to go here, you tell me. But, you know, the Dixie Chicks said they're ashamed to say George W. Bush is from Texas. How do you feel about that, Stephen Brown? I'm ashamed to say he's from the United States. So,
well, you know, I'm ashamed that the policies that he's espousing are from coming from anybody, regardless of the state of origin. You know, I wish that we could say that Texas is producing a group of politicians who make peacemaking their main priority. Unfortunately, that's just not the case.
Yeah, that's it.
I respect the Dixie Chicks for coming out and doing that as though.
Mm-hmm. They're off on tour and doing well, by the way.
Yes.
Going back to Texecutions and George W. Bush, we used to call him during the run-up to the election in 2000, the Lord High Executioner. You know, I don't, being a talk show host, I don't have to be polite or respectable or respectful or anything like that. So I always refer to him as Lord High Executioner, having the record for the record number of executions of any government, any governor in the history of this country. And I live in Michigan, and we've never had a death penalty here. So to see people let off, you know, to, you know, all styles of execution that have occurred in Texas over the years seems a little strange to us. But also, it is sure, and I have to confess up to this, there still remains, I think, this somewhat of prejudice on the part of Northerners against people in the South, and thinking this is pretty typical, just, Roy Bean, law west of the Pecos,
right.
You know, sentence of death at 12, hang them at 2. And yet I just saw I think it was yesterday, the North Carolina legislature just passed a bill calling for a moratorium on executions in that southern state.
That's right. There is progressive work being done. Actually, they're not alone. Other states have put into place. I believe, for instance, Louisiana has a temporary moratorium until at least some reform issues can be addressed.
Really? Louisiana?
I believe, I think they did that actually last year, if I'm not mistaken.
That's amazing.
So there is progressive work being done in the South. Unfortunately, Texas and the execution issue, that there were not one of them, I'm afraid, and mm-hmm. We sure could lead the charge. We would, no state is in a better position to set a good example than like we would be.
Well, Stephen Brown, let's run through one more time what's going to happen in Austin,
okay.
Texas tomorrow. Go ahead, tell us.
Okay, various groups are representing the issues that you just ran down are meeting at points around the city at 11 o'clock. They're going to form feeder marches who are going to march into the Capitol from noon to 3. There's going to be rally with several different speakers covering all the issues, followed by a march that will meet in front of various locations around downtown and bring attention to some of the specific corporations who deal extensively with the military. And then after that, we'll be meeting back at the Capitol and for a festival of peace. Which will give people just an opportunity to meet each other and have loose discussions about what's going on in the country.
And all of our
the whole program will end about 5 o'clock.
Well, good. And we should, as many people that are listening in your area, which includes probably a multi-state range, should get down there, right?
That's right. Get to Austin, the capital, by 12 o'clock noon, and be a part of this great event. While it does highlight Texas, it certainly has national and as well as global implications.
Mm-hmm. And you go to my website, Peter Werbe, PeterWerbe.com, or you can go to showdowntx.com and get all the information. Stephen Brown, wish I was down there with you.
Yeah, I wish you could be here as well, Peter.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. I was glad to do it.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, 20,000 to 25,000 after this war. I mean, that would have been nothing. Of course, during this run-up to this illegal, needless invasion and occupation of Iraq that we just saw this revolting spectacle celebrating last night, an expensive, unnecessary spectacle, right, that we're paying for. And I wonder how some of you conservatives feel. You can even email me at calltalkyes@yahoo.com and say, is it worth several million? I've heard up till $5 million what that speech cost us. I mean, hey, what the hell? You know, it's reality TV, right? And on the other hand, I don't know what's happening in your town. Things are closing in my town, and this is part of the Republican agenda. This is the right-wing revolution that George W. Bush is heading. This is purposeful, because when they keep talking about, listen, you can't keep giving these tax cuts, spending all this money on war, and then giving it away to your corporate buddies to repair the damage that war did, and continue these social programs, because as it is, the United States is close enough not being able to meet its debt obligations, right? So, and they're going, yeah, I know. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to cut back more, get rid of food stamps, get rid of welfare. You know, who the hell wants to pay those people that usually don't vote? And when they vote Republican or they vote Democrat anyways. They'll vote Democrat. So, you know, they're expendable. Who cares? We want to turn it all over to the corporation. Public education? Uh-uh. Public transportation? Uh-uh. Public utilities? Uh-uh. It's all going to be just grist for our corporate buddies. And they'll do a lot better because it'll be market-driven, right? And we all know that market-driven corporations, they're free from corruption, right? They don't ever do anything corrupt. We know that from Enron and Global Crossing and all of that. And they always deliver the goods perfectly well, right? We know some of these monopolies that control, like, our telephones and all. I guess not much of a monopoly anymore. Anyways, I declare last night to be one of the most revolting spectacles of our nation's history. How do you see it? 1-800-TALK-YES. I'm Peter Werbe. Also, filled with lies. Bush talking about Al-Qaeda wounded but not dead. And let's see if I have this in here where there has been reports. Too much stuff here. Not in this pile. Anyways, terrorist attacks, they've almost disappeared. In fact, they are way down all over the world. Yeah, here we go. U.S. report says terror attacks declined sharply last year. The State Department, in its annual report on global terrorism, said the number of terror attacks declined sharply last year due to increased international cooperation and resolve. That's good. 199 terrorist attacks last year, 44% drop from 2001, lowest figure in more than 30 years. So whether these people have spent themselves, whether the resolve isn't there, whether it is actually because of suppressive police and even military action in eliminating one base in Afghanistan. It's hard for me to believe that that would have done that much. Fine. That's what it should come from. But what occurs to me is that this whole terrorist threat has probably been exaggerated by close to 90%. We know that people are willing to do others harm, and they've done us harm. And they got this lucky break on September 11, 2001 because of the lack of vigilance by the Bush administration, because of their refusal to install proper security before the event that they had heard all over the intelligence services of the world was going to occur sometime in September. They ignored all that. Some put forth the proposition that the Bush administration knew something was going to occur, not necessarily of this magnitude, but they knew something was going to occur, and when it did, they were going to do exactly what they had already planned, invade Afghanistan and put in the USA Patriot Act. That's how sinister the gang in Washington is perceived. Well, I'm Peter Werbe. We'll keep talking about that sinister gang in Washington when we come back. Jalene Jordan will join me. And you have the opportunity as well, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Give us a jingle. We'll talk about it.
It's us, your joints here. Listen, the aches, the stiffness. That's our way of saying we need help. There's a coupon for OsteoBiflex in this Sunday's paper. Over time, OsteoBiflex helps joints become more flexible. And they're a proud sponsor of the Arthritis Walk. Walking comfortably, that'd be nice. So, look for the coupon in Sunday's paper, then get OsteoBiflex and put some life back in your joints. You'll be more comfortable and will be less bothered.
How is the GM 24-hour test drive different from the average test drive? It's about, 23 hours and 45 minutes longer. Long enough to take a GM car or truck to work, to keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Are you wondering how to prosper in our so-called muddle-through economy? Experts say that gold is now the buy of a generation. Hi, I'm Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, and I'd like to introduce you to Swiss America, the company that's helping America to rediscover gold. Now, I'm no expert on the economy or on gold, but I am an expert on antiques and collectibles. And Swiss America is the leader in the United States collectible coin market, which has a very impressive track record over the past 30 years. But before you launch out into rare coins, the first step is to get educated. So please, write this number down, 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's BUYCOIN. Ask for a free copy of The New Gold Rush. It'll help you understand this emerging gold rush so you can stake your claim and tell them Christopher Kent told you to call.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Listen to it.
daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Time! Ooh, I love that song.
Yeah, that's good.
By the Chambers Brothers.
Are they from Detroit?
No.
Okay. It sounds like something that would be Motown-ish.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's funny how the only album I've seen, or I have a CD of the best of the Chambers Brothers, and it mostly has soul songs, R&B songs on it, but they did that sort of psychedelicized, I think it's like, I can't remember now how long, I think about 9 minutes. And when it came out, in the era of songs were like 2 minutes, and we were kind of in a different state of consciousness. Man, it sounded like it went on forever.
I bet.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Grateful Dead concert.
Exactly.
The songs never end.
Yeah.
They just blend.
I actually hitchhiked back from New York once with Deadheads, and they said, you don't mind if we play a little music from the Dead, do you? I said, no, I like them. And I was in the backseat by the speakers.
Yeah.
14 hours.
Of the Dead. I'm telling you, it never ends, even in the car.
Oh, man.
But they have good veggie burritos.
Who? Who has good veggies?
The Deadheads.
Oh,
the Deadheads.
They?
They love veggie burritos.
Yeah, okay. let's see. This is from Paul. He wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Earlier today, Peter, you called into the Nancy Skinner show, which is true. I mean, I'm obsessed with information on the number of news stories about Bush's AWOL stint compared to Clinton's draft dodging. Please give us those numbers again and link to printed info on this. Love the show. Paul, yeah, sure. It actually was from awolbush.com, awolbush.com, where you can actually get a reward if you can prove that he was not a deserter the way the site charges. If you can show he showed up for active duty rather than became first AWOL and then a deserter, you get money. Now, here's the deal. While there were only 49 media stories about Bush's military past at all, not charging him with being a deserter, but just mentioning it at all, during his presidential campaign in 2000, there were a whopping 13,641 media reports on Clinton's Vietnam-era draft dodging during his first presidential race.
Of course. And can you imagine the articles that were how he didn't, you know, when he talked about how he didn't inhale? I mean, can you imagine? And think about what is most important.
How
here?
Come he just didn't say, yeah, of course I inhaled. I was 21 years old and I was in college.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, people would have thought he was a narc if he, you know, they saw he wasn't inhaling. What was up with that? Even the narcs inhaled, for Christ's sake.
Maybe he just choked on it.
Yeah, right. He spilled the bong water.
Oh, ew.
All right. I don't even know what that means. I got this on this slip
of
paper.
We've got new low levels.
Yes. 1-800-TALK-YES, Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan. We're going to be right back. More on the sorry spectacle.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, this is Peter Werby reminding you that my show is now being broadcast from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network. It's the same show filled with engaged, intelligent talk featuring not just you, the listener, but also a wide range of interesting guests. So if you want to leave right-wing hate radio in the 20th century where it belongs, join me, Peter Werby, weekdays 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time for something entirely different.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. The Department of Homeland Security is warning pilots and airports that Al-Qaeda is in the late stages of planning an aerial suicide attack against the U.S. consulate in Pakistan. The agency is also advising the pilots and airports to report any suspicious activity. An advisory was said to be based on information received in the last 24 hours. President Bush says the major combat portion of the war in Iraq is over. He made the announcement last night from the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln off the coast of San Diego. Not everyone agrees with the president's belief that the battle for Iraq has been won, Lisa Romanello reports.
There's little doubt about the military victory. Evan from New Jersey says, you bet we won.
The war was nothing to go in there, and I think we knew we were going to win, right? But to clean it up, I think it's more of an issue. You know, I'm just wondering how long that's going to take.
And what about the former Iraqi leader?
It wasn't successful until, you know, Saddam Hussein is caught.
He needs to be found. It's not won until he's found.
Others disagree, saying even if he's alive, they don't think Saddam Hussein can regroup. Lisa Romanello, New York.
Scott Peterson, who's accused of killing his wife Lacey and their unborn son, has hired Los Angeles defense attorney Mark Garagos. In a Modesto, California court today, he made several requests, including one that Peterson be allowed to wear civilian clothes at future proceedings.
It's my preference that when my client comes in, especially when these proceedings are being televised, that he be allowed to wear his civilian clothes and that he not be waist-chained and shackled through these appearances.
The judge granted the request. Garagos also indicated he would file motions to stop his client's arrest warrants and police search warrants from being made public. A status hearing will be held Monday morning, and a pretrial hearing is on track for May 19th. More in a moment.
Hello, Dental Group. Miss Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol.
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dent is strong, so the pain is gone.
Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. Brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
You have good sense, Eleanor.
And you're very sensible, Marianne.
I wish I was married.
Me too.
How is Geico able to guarantee my claim repairs and still save me money?
Doesn't really make sense, does it?
You should know.
Guaranteed claim repairs for as long as you own your car. And you could save 15% on car insurance. Call GEICO today at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
The nation's unemployment rate has risen to 6%, its highest level in 4 months. Workers on American payrolls declined by 48,000. The new Labor Department figures show the factory sector suffered the biggest losses. The coffee business is booming. Starbucks says sales at its stores open at least a year rose 7% since last April, and they continue to open new stores. By the end of the year, the company will have opened at least 1,200 new stores around the world. More after this.
Free, 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 free.
Every day at Domino's, you get something free. A cheesy, gooey pizza and great taste we guarantee. Delivered hot, fresh, and steamy, you'll feel like you're in Waikiki. Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one-topping pizza free.
Right now at Domino's, it's 2-for-1 pizza days. Buy any large pizza at menu price, get a medium one-topping pizza free. What a deal.
Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one-topping pizza free.
Get the door. It's 2-for-1 pizza days at Domino's. Limited time offer, prices and terms may vary.
SARS concerns are figuring into security at tomorrow's Kentucky Derby in Louisville. A spokesman for Churchill Downs says law enforcement agencies have been briefed on recognizing possible symptoms of the disease. There are 3 suspected cases and 1 probable case of SARS in Kentucky. A new report from British aviation experts says passengers who use cell phones on planes are endangering the aircraft. According to the BBC News Online, tests by the Civil Aviation Authority found phones caused plane compasses to freeze, produced inaccurate navigation information, and interfered with radio channels. 2 astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut who had an extended stay aboard the International Space Station will be heading home tomorrow. The suspension of the U.S. Space Shuttle program after the Columbia disaster kept them in space for an extra 2 months. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Every era is known for its protests. In the 70s, it was anti-war. In the 80s, anti-fur. And when I come back, I'll peacefully demonstrate for a 90s revolution that's still the rage. And I lock brakes.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halvesies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
As the saying goes, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Well, Anti-Lock Braking Systems, or ABS, stands firmly for stopping and against locking. ABS originated in the aircraft industry, where stopping big, fast planes on short runways is critical. Adapted for panic stopping in cars, this sophisticated system uses a computer to sense when wheels are about to lock, then automatically regulates braking action. Now, don't protest. With Anti-Lock Brakes, forget pumping. Just press firmly and let ABS do the rest. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show, where we dare to connect the dots. Call now at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much. Joined by Jalene Jordan. Hi, Jalene.
Hi, Peter.
An interesting hour, last hour. And we learned that there's going to be a showdown in Texas, kind of a smackdown in Austin, right?
Yeah.
20,000 to 25,000 people are going to assemble in the state capitol to say, down, down, George Bush.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you looked at the medium, the single medium of power, the unitary message coming out of the, it's like Pravda. Remember that was the Soviet paper that only gave the party line, and they would always, the front covers of it, just like any totalitarian state, would always be the exploits of the great leader. And now the great leader has flown with great pomp and ceremony to the deck of this aircraft carrier. This needless, expensive flight, a perfect coda, as I was saying last hour, for this needless, expensive war. And now, you know, they've declared, hey, things are almost peaceful in two of these areas of combat. Of course, people still in tremendously bad shape in Afghanistan. And Dick Cheney over there. Now, who was it? Rumsfeld, right? Rumsfeld.
Don.
Over there. Where? Don. Yeah, as he called himself. Hi, I'm Don Rumsfeld. This is what he said to the people of Iraq. Oh, and probably all these people from Iraq said, hey, Don Rumsfeld's on. I mean, this revolting spectacle of imperial arrogance, triumphal imperial arrogance, just is the winner in the annals of manipulating political opinion in this country, maybe anywhere in the world. You know, and remember also we were talking about yesterday and whether it was actually as well. It is May Day. It's an international workers' holiday, and they used to call it Law Day here, and they took our Labor Day, which began here in the United States, and they moved it to September so we wouldn't have anything to do with international labor solidarity. Reed writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com, didn't Hitler declare May 1st Labor Day right before he rounded up labor and union leaders?
Oh, my.
Yeah. So also, there is this proclamation sent to us by Joe to calltalkyes@yahoo.com that declares yesterday Loyalty Day, which sounds very kind of totalitarian
as well.
Oh, yes,
it does.
And we had Judy wrote in and said, in fact, that that began under Clinton. So this could be just a proclamation, but it does say, now, therefore, I, George W. Bush, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim May 1st, 2001, as Loyalty Day. I call upon all the people of the United States in support support of this national observance.
Yeah, and, you know, just another just slap in the face to the labor movement in general, you know, to unions and everything.
Yeah, right. Loyalty Day. Loyalty to the state. Does that sound totalitarian, folks, or what? On the way out, we're talking about George W. Bush, that just the unmitigated nerve to pose as this fighter pilot when he deserted the Texas Air National Guard back in the early 70s.
And he did. Believe it.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you about that in a second, but we were also talking about how these things are reported. Bill Clinton, when he was running for office in 1992, the questions about whether or not he dodged the draft appeared in 13,641 media reports.
Unbelievable.
During 2000, during the this is the liberal media, right? The liberal media gave over 13,000 accounts of the charges of draft dodging. The charge that George W. Bush was AWOL, right? What a joke! What liberal media, which is the name of the Eric Alterman book?
Yes,
there were 49 stories on the very serious charge that George W. Bush was a deserter.
Right? Oh yeah, so yeah. You know, that was just off the radar, so to speak.
No
pun intended.
You said, what about his things about whether or not he inhaled? And we made fun of him, like, what a joke! You know, he's probably just getting high. Like college students of that era. In fact, now...
Could I buy some pot from you?
Right. He may have asked that a time or two.
Now, we had a viper call-in. That was what they used to call marijuana smokers back in the 30s and the
40s. A viper. Isn't it like that.
Cab Calloway or some one of those singers back then even had a song called I'm a Viper.
They probably used that that's probably in Reefer Madness.
Yeah, right. Anyways, this viper called in to say, get this, that he believed Bill Clinton did not inhale in England. And here's why. And you know what it reminded me? I'm going to have to confess publicly. It's okay to do because I'm not running for Senate or anything anyways. But when in Europe, they don't have marijuana
it with tobacco.
And they have hashish, right.
Okay.
And so this caller.
Hashish or hash.
Yeah, hash, right. Sorry, I was just trying my Arabic out on you. Can I free associate ADD on you? The word assassin comes from hashishin. These guys would smoke down and then go out and kill people. Anyway, back to England. Bill
Peter
Clinton.
Warby, that's really interesting.
So this guy who called us said he tried to smoke and he couldn't inhale either. So he and what I was going to confess is I tried the same thing in Amsterdam.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day.
I've never been there.
The statute of limitations has expired.
Long ago.
Yeah. All right. This is from awolbush.com, and it's an article in the Toronto Star. It appeared November 17, 2002. Upon graduating from Yale, Bush applied for a position in the Texas National Guard, a coveted spot that required only part-time military duties at home, far from the battlefields of Vietnam. You got to remember, the war was raging. We were losing as many as 500-600 deaths a week. He catapulted to the front of 500 other applicants after a friend of his father, then a wealthy Houston congressman, phoned the Speaker of the Texas House, according to the Boston Globe.
Ooh.
After completing training as a pilot, George W. Bush requested and immediately received a transfer to an Alabama National Guard unit in May 1972. But Bush never showed up for duty there, according to the Alabama unit's commander and the commander's assistant, who were interviewed by the Boston Globe. Now, military records show that Bush's two commanding officers in Texas reported George W. did not show up for duty there either for a year, and that they believed he had been transferred to Alabama. Meanwhile, when Bush failed to take his required annual medical exam in August 1972, his pilot status was removed. It should be noted that reporting for military duty is not something that's optional, particularly during a war. Those caught shirking National Guard duties were usually punished by being drafted into the real army. The American soldiers were killed each week, and it was 500 some weeks. But despite more than a year, nothing happened to the well-connected George W. Bush. Now, folks, here, you got two options, conservatives. Is this a lie or is this okay? Is this a lie? This is all made up. This is the liberal press. Everything I'm saying is fabricated. The Toronto Star lies. AWOLBush.com is where you can go, and you can get 10 grand if you can show that, in fact, any of this is a lie. Now, favoritism is a sore point among those who actually went to war. According to U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, he wrote this in his autobiography.
His memoirs.
Yes. I am angry that so many of the sons of the powerful and well-placed managed to wrangle slots in reserve and National Guard units.
Ha!
Of the many tragedies of Vietnam, this raw class distinction strikes me as the most damaging to the ideal that all Americans are created equal.
And now he works for him.
Yeah.
And now he's just fine with everything.
Yeah.
And
Linda McQuaig in Toronto says, you've got to marvel at Powell's anger management skills.
Oh, you mean, right. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah. And let me see, one other thing. Oh, yeah, Dan Quayle. Of course, Rich Dan Quayle also scammed out of it like that. And these are the chicken hawks, folks. And this is if you want to see the list of Republican chicken hawks, the men who avoided service in Vietnam, all the while urging on the working class and minority men who fought and died and killed.
That's right.
Go to my website, peterwerbe.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E.com. Scroll down. It's on the right.
Yeah, I don't have to go there. I don't have to go there. I have to snort up half of Peru.
And then, yeah, then you'll get out of the draft or something. Here's Marie in Dallas, Texas. Marie, it's Peter Werbe and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hello, Marie and Julie. Call me Pete for short. Calling my own name. You know, I am so depressed. I need a little uplift. I listened to NPR last night about midnight, and it's from BBC.
Right.
And they said that George Bush is unassailable. No one will defeat him, especially after that spectacle yesterday, which I never watched. I don't turn on my TV at all. And I just was so depressed about that. What are they saying? A cataclysmic event would have to occur. What
well,
could that possibly be?
I'll tell you what, Marie, it's called the racket, or what they call the economy. And it's getting worse all the time. Unemployment way up, 48,000 jobs lost in the last, what is it, month or something like that. And it's, you remember, you know, every so often I can do it. It's okay because it's quoting a great man, Lincoln. You can fool all the people some of the time, and to some extent that's happened, but certainly not all of us. Some of the people all the time, that's the conservatives, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And this is all going to catch up with George W. Bush.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe because they also said he is so popular that the way he looked yesterday, which I can't look at him. I'm 77 and I can't look at anybody like this.
You've seen Peter, a lot of faces.
And Peter, if I were 27, look out. I think you're great.
Well, thank you, Marie.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
So let's hope by 2:04 it'll all be over, right?
I think the smoke and mirrors will dissolve. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your call. Yeah.
Nelson in Santa Fe said something similar. Peter and Jalene, I must admit we didn't watch The Shrub last night. Face makes me want to spit. But I wonder if now that the war is over, we can tell the truth without being traitors anymore or commies or pansies.
Yeah.
Maybe it was worth the $5 million, Nelson.
Well, maybe. Dan in Long Island writes, hey, Peter, the minute the Pretender and Chief came on TV last night, I decided it was a good time to take out the garbage. I didn't realize how wonderfully symbolic that was until this morning.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, that's
funny. Let's take another call. Here is Mike. Oh, damn, I did that.
Mike.
I just hung up on Mike in Milwaukee.
Mike, we still love you.
Mike, please call back. Mike, I'm sorry. Here's Mark in San Diego. Mark, it's Peter Werbe and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hi, Peter. Good discussion. Peter, a point I want to make about Bush's alleged service in the National Guard is that he received what was called a direct appointment at the time. He didn't have to go to OCS or ROTC or any of those things. He went directly to this pilot training program, bypassing what, you know, thousands of other guys had to do in addition to the other perks that he got. And that in itself, there's only a handful of direct appointments ever given. So, you know, that's another thing that he skated by in addition to being a deserter.
Yeah, I know. And you know, it's funny. There are conservatives that listen to this show. I've heard people say, I just listen to it for laughs. And I don't know what they think when they hear this. Like, that's why I always pose it in these terms. Is it a lie or is it okay? You know what I think is their answer, Mark? I think it's okay. I think the fact that he scammed out of this war, that he was just this party animal, that it's okay, you know, because it's all reality TV and history began, you know, yesterday or on September 11th.
Well, you know, Peter, there's a very important point of that, too. Under the UCMJ, which is the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there is no statute of limitation for desertion as an officer.
Well, maybe, well, don't try a citizen's arrest. That could not work out well.
No, I know.
All right, Mark, we got to take a break. Thanks for joining us on the Peter Werbe Show. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter. Good work.
All right, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Peter Werbe here with you, Jalene Jordan as well. And to me, the most revolting spectacle in the history of the presidency took place last night. An unneeded, expensive flight for for purely propagandistic reasons to finish off an unneeded and expensive war.
Ego.
Free, 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 free.
Every day at Domino's, you get something free. A cheesy, gooey pizza and great taste we guarantee. Delivered hot, fresh, and steamy, you'll feel like you're in Waikiki. Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one-topping pizza free.
Right now at Domino's, it's 2-for-1 pizza days. Buy any large pizza at menu price, get a medium one-topping pizza free. What a deal.
Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one-topping pizza free.
Get the door. It's 2-for-1 pizza days at Domino's. Limited time offer, prices and terms may vary.
Right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn, back to the dealership. That's a typical test drive. Now, GM introduces the 24-hour test drive. Bring home a GM car or truck. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
Well, I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Back to the show. It's Peter Werby. Call now at 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
And joined by Jalene Jordan. And just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Professor Elaine Hagopian. And we're going to talk about the so-called Roadmap to Peace. This is another one of the initiatives, along with this wonderful tax cut for the wealthy that's supposed to be, what, Jalene, $550 billion, and it's going to create 1 million jobs. That's $550,000 given to wealthy people for each job created. Wow.
That is...
Why don't they just give each person out of work $100,000? It would be a lot cheaper. wouldn't it?
That's a good idea.
Something like that. All right. Here is Mike in Milwaukee. I won't hang up on you this time. Mike, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
You have to excuse my voice. I really didn't want to go on the air. I have I don't have my radio voice. It's a SARS voice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, you know, I would challenge your listeners, if there's any retired Air Force personnel, anybody familiar with the documents that are shown on the AWOL Bush website, you know, to call in and verify, you know, the authenticity. I just have a feeling that you know, when I tell people about this site, my conservative friends, they think it's just another propaganda from the left-wing media.
I mean, I think it's like forged documents or something?
Well, I'm sure you can do wonders with Photoshop.
Sure.
I believe that they're true. They look very authentic to me.
Let me just say, Mike, that I think that the documents, of course, are important, but they can be verified by the fact that they are all these supporting articles that if you go to awolbush.com is that you'll see these mainstream media outlets that are authenticating. They did the investigative work. I agree with you. If there's anybody in the military who wants to go look at that documents, because they're offering a reward, right? If you can bust them, you've got yourself a big reward.
Well, you know the mainstream media is very liberal, so you can't trust them.
Right, that's right. I forgot about that.
But one other thing, a comment I wanted to make, and I'm not a raving intellectual, however, just reading what happened prior to World War II, between World War I and World War II, and trying to understand how a whole nation of people went along with, maybe not everybody, but when the majority of the people went along with Adolf Hitler. And I believe I'm living in times that are very similar to that, where people are swallowing the line hook, line, and sinker. And I still don't understand how people, intelligent people, choose to remain ignorant in spite of all the information that's out there. And I do understand the corporate ownership of most of the media, Clear Channel, you know, so on and so forth.
But well, let me just interrupt to say that we got to be careful how we use. We want to be precise in the language we use. Hitler, for instance, manipulated the electoral system. He never received. He and his party never received more than 1/3 of the votes of the German people in the last free election. The left, the combined total. Unfortunately, they weren't bright enough to run a combined candidate. Got over 50%. If I'm remembering my history, or they got some. Is that your dog, Jalene?
Oh yeah, no, that was my dog.
It wasn't, not mine. Believe it or not.
What are you? And he's hitting him with a cane right now. No. Mike, listen off the
don't
air.
Don't beat
listen
the dog.
Listen off the air. Thank you. Anyways, the combined total of the left was much greater than that of Hitler. Yet what he did once he captured the command of the political state, he then captured command of the propaganda apparatus. And then we don't know how the German people responded. I mean, they had this terror apparatus, domestic terror apparatus in place, a police state, so if you said anything. But some people that were raised up say that you were maybe 8 or 9 years old in 1933. Well, from then on, all of your consciousness was shaped by the single unitary voice of power. Well, of course, when you hear no other voice, you believe what you hear if that monopolizes every idea. I know that doesn't sound familiar, and we're just kind of talking boring history, right? But that's what happened. And so it's never quite clear, and I don't know if there could be historical work done on how many German people actually supported Hitler. Hey, we got to take a break, and we're going to be back with Elaine Hagopian. She is going to talk about the roadmap. The road map to peace in Middle East? I don't know. We'll see. Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan, 1-800-TALK-YES.
How is the GM 24-hour test drive different from the average test drive? It's about, 23 hours and 45 minutes longer. Long enough to take a GM car or truck to work, to keep it overnight, see how it fits in your garage, see how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
Your
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
More disturbing evidence that rescue workers who spent time working in the rubble of the World Trade Center may face long-term serious health problems. A doctor who's performed full-body scans using sophisticated medical imaging equipment on some 250 New York City firefighters says nearly a third of them show signs of significant and permanent lung damage, which increases their risk of lung cancer. New York's Firefighters Union is now urging all firefighters to get the scans, but they are expensive and their health insurance doesn't cover the exam.
Twin marches of farm workers from across New York converged in Albany yesterday to demand changes to the state's labor laws. Richard Witt is director of Rural Migrant Ministries. He and others marched 330 miles to the state capitol to protest conditions faced by New York's mostly immigrant farm workers.
Farm workers are denied a day of rest, overtime pay, the right to bargain collectively, disability insurance, and a whole slew of other rights.
Witt says farm workers are backing a bill before the New York legislature that would provide a simple change to the state's labor law.
This omnibus bill would go through all of the labor law, and any time it excluded farm workers, it would remove that exclusion.
While some Republicans are backing the bill, Witt says the majority of legislators oppose such changes to New York's labor laws, though he hopes yesterday's rally helped to change that.
Leaders of major trade unions in Pakistan say they've uncovered a government plan to lay off 70,000 public sector workers in order to secure favorable loan terms from the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. The mass layoffs are expected to hit Pakistan's state-run rail system, power plants, and oil and gas companies. The Pakistani government won't comment on the allegations.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Anna?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, there. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Well, Steph, I guess the late Edwin Starr wasn't completely right, was he? What war? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. It's great for ratings, isn't it? It's often not too good on the people that are subject to it. Hey, we were talking about George W. Bush's military record. You can go to Democrats.com. Democrats.com. There is the whole story right there. It's flashback to the 2000 campaign and a lot on there for you. Hey, we have now been notified that now we've solved the problem of Iraq, where we, being the United States government, is going to move on to the Middle East. And George W. Bush says he is going to do what no one else has been able to do, and that is create peace in the Middle East. U.S. and partners present proposal for the Middle East. However, a bomb went off, killing Israelis. And now there has been an attack on Palestinians in which 12 people died, including children. So it doesn't look good. Let's get an idea of what's going on. Joining me is Elaine Hagopian, and she is Professor Emerita at Simmons College. Professor Hagopian, welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Thank you very much.
Where is Simmons College?
Women's College is in Boston.
Okay, good. Now, there's a roadmap that George W. Bush has laid out. Do you think it's going to take the participants anywhere?
No, I don't. Sad to say, I think that the roadmap really is just a rehash of Oslo, only it has certain kinds of buzzwords within it, like ending the occupation, a viable Palestinian state, etc. But if you take a look at it, it really is rather empty. Having said that, however, I think it's important to point out that that Sharon has already attempted to amend it and has indicated that while he always tries to put a positive face, yes, we like the roadmap, but there are certain changes that need to be made. And the Palestinians, in a sense, are sort of stuck with it because they have nowhere else to go. But let me just talk about a couple of the things in that plan. One, it calls for concurrent and parallel steps by the Palestinians and the Israelis. And these parallel steps are not equal in terms of weight dealing with solving the problem. For example, in the first phase, the Palestinians are supposed to give up their arms, stop resistance, get a new constitution, get their security forces under control. And in that, the document refers to the tenant plan that was created some time ago during Oslo. And what that calls for is that the CIA basically would set up and has already set up stations in the area and would work with Egypt and Jordan, which have peace treaties with Israel, to reestablish the security forces that would basically protect Israel from Palestinian resistance. Now, what it really is saying is they're dragging in Arabs to guarantee Israel's security and to stop the resistance, which they call terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Israelis have already refused this idea of concurrent and parallel steps. They have refused it because they say they have to deal with terrorism, and until the Palestinians stop all violence and collect all guns and basically control the situation to Israeli liking, they cannot go on to the next step, that there's no point in going on to the next step. The problem is, and we know if you take a look at Sharon's record, is that every time there is a point where there might be some opening for discussions, he provokes violence in order to keep the pot boiling and say, you see, we can never really negotiate with these people. Moreover, the neocons in the government have basically gotten upset about this road plan. They agree with Sharon. They do not want these concurrent and parallel activities. They have even organized through AIPAC and the Conference of Major American Jewish Organizations about 87 senators and about 287 congressmen to send a letter to Bush against the roadmap.
Really?
Oh, yes. Huh. Especially the provisions with regard to concurrent and parallel provisions. It is these kinds of provisions which bring everything to a standstill. Now, on the other hand, the hawks, which are known to sympathize completely with Sharon's views, on the roadmap. They also agree with Sharon that the quartet which created it should not really be involved, that they want only the U.S., which has always favored Israel. The U.N., European Union, and Russia, they don't basically trust. And so they have a little concern about them being involved in the process. Moreover, Sharon has already said that he plans only a 42% of the West Bank as any kind of entity for Palestinians, that it would not be a state, but that it would have attributes of sovereignty.
Hmm.
And he has refused the idea of statehood.
Now, that's 42% of the remaining 22%.
Of the 20%, that's right.
Yeah.
The West Bank is only 20% of what was Palestine, and Gaza is less than 2%. Now, so what is also significant here is that these same hawks, you know, like Pearl and Abrams and Faith and Zakem. These people signed an ad in the New York Times 11 years ago publicly denouncing Bush Sr. for pressing then-Israeli Prime Minister Shamir into negotiations with Arab states and a Palestinian delegation after the first Gulf War. They are very, very much involved in the Zionist movement. They want Israel to keep the territories. This is a Likud approach. Even Labor has signed on to a movement right after the 67 war that called for the whole land of Israel. That is, that the captured territories belong to Eretz Israel.
Well, Elaine Hagopian, actually, you're going probably where my next question was going to be, and that is the goals of each, not what they each say, but it seems to me, and you, you know, I just say this as kind of, in some extent, almost a casual observer, that the Palestinians want to salvage the little left to them that they could to create a Palestinian homeland. Israel, it appears, essentially wants to take extend the state of Israel, Eretz Israel, Greater Israel, and essentially and eventually what that would mean would be an ethnic cleansing of that area, because it's not viable to keep the Palestinian people there, is it?
No, I think with all of the walls that they're putting up now, the apartheid wall, the sort of the old concept of the Berlin Wall, but it's more extensive. It even surrounds certain Palestinian areas so that they can't really move. And then the additional settlements that now number close to about 200 in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza, with 400,000 settlers, all of which are illegal, they choke off any of the Palestinian areas and the bypass roads. Now, what's on the ground is an attempt, with Sharon having destroyed all of the infrastructure of the Palestinians in these last 2 years, basically he has cut off town from town, village from village, inserted so many checkpoints, and has embarked on a process of squeezing the people, as one Israeli author in Haaretz put it, basically starving the people. That is, that they're so choked and so suffocated that they can't move around, and at a certain point they will want to leave themselves. So mm-hmm. It's like ethnic cleansing by suffocation.
Voluntary transfer, I think it's called.
That's what he wants to call it. And a transfer as a concept, as you know, has been long in the history of the Zionist movement from its very outset. And that concept is appearing on all kinds of billboards all over Israel.
Billboards?
Yes, their posters, their posters all over the place calling for transfer of Arabs now.
How does it phrase it? Or just like that?
It just says transfer now, mm-hmm. all Arabs. This was reported by Helena Koban in the Christian Science Monitor not long ago. And then my friends in Israel tell me about these posters.
My guest is Elaine Hagopian. She's professor emerita at Simmons College. We're talking about this roadmap, and you talked disparagingly about Oslo, the process that allegedly was supposed to be the last roadmap. And we keep hearing this phrase over and over again that Yasser Arafat refused mm-hmm. this generous offer. In fact, I saw, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in a report of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting,
mm-hmm.
they said that this phrase, generous offer, was repeated endless numbers of times, hundreds of times it's mm-hmm. mentioned in articles, that this it proved that Yasser Arafat did not authentically want peace, that there was this generous offer made by the Israeli. It was refused.
The Zionists have always, and it's right in their literature, have said that if you lie long enough, if you tell it long enough, people will believe it. It's just like George Bush keep talking about weapons of mass destruction, and he keeps talking about them long enough that people believe it. In any case, this generous offer has been discredited both by Robert Malley, who was a Clinton aide and was at the Camp David 2 meetings, in which he said that both men never met, that is, Arafat and Barak. And Barak can't stand Arafat. that the take-it-or-leave-it deal was cooked up by Clinton and Barack, that it did not, the so-called generous offer, did not include the area of the annexed enlarged East Jerusalem. They have expanded Jerusalem enormously, and it did not include the major settlement areas, nor did it necessarily include the areas that Israel calls sort of state lands, and state lands were inherited from the British, which inherited from the Ottoman Empire. It has a long history, which I won't go into. So there was really very little offered. Jeff Halper, who is an Israeli,
right,
has himself not only written about this, that it was an ungenerous offer, and that he showed the maps and how this would really be something that was totally impossible to accept. I've shown these maps.
All broken up. Yeah.
Yes, it's all broken up into pieces. And there are these smaller pieces that people don't realize. They're almost like over 200 detached areas.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff Halper, I think he is the head of the Committee Against Housing Demolition.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Let me just bring something up to you in terms of language, Professor Hagopian. Before you said the Zionists, sometimes people think the Zionists, oh, that's a code word for the Jews, and that and then that actually is anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond to that?
Well, Zionism really is a movement. There's a wonderful book by Benjamin Beit Halahmi, an Israeli psychologist, called Original Sins. And in the first part of that book, you know, the original sin being what Europe did to Jews, and then what the Zionist movement did to Palestinians. In that, he talks about the way in which the Zionist movement, which was very different from Judaism, worked so very hard to reconcile, to absorb, and to convince people that Zionism was Judaism. It is not. It's a political movement that draws on some of the biblical history and then constructs it in such a form that it takes on a political movement. Now, there are many people, included among them Mark Ellis, who's a Jewish theologian at Baylor University, who is appalled by Zionism. For him, Judaism is a faith of justice, is a tradition of justice, and that for him, he really feels that he needs to rescue Judaism from Zionism, which has distorted the religion and the way that people behave.
Mm-hmm.
And so being anti-Zionist is not being anti-Jewish.
Professor Hagopian, we only have a couple minutes left, mm-hmm. and this is unfortunate. It's such a complex subject,
yes,
and there's such strong feelings on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
If this roadmap isn't going to work, where is it going to lead us?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that, and a lot of it depends on Bush. If Bush sticks with this present language and insists that Israelis do what he says, then I think we may get only as far as what is called the provisional Palestinian state. They call it an independent provisional Palestinian state without borders and with attributes of sovereignty. Now, those are lots of contradictions, and they really don't have any kind of legal significance.
Just about a minute left, unfortunately. Go ahead.
Yes, but if he wavers, and now the hawks are after him to waver and are talking to him about the coming elections, that if he continues along this line, he will alienate that part of the Jewish population which supports the Israeli hawks and the Christian right, who support them also, and that he could then possibly lose the election. So a lot of it depends on whether George Bush wants to be a statesman or just bends to his previous position of favoring Sharon.
In the meantime, the killing continues.
The killing continues, unfortunately, and the Palestinians are in the weakest position ever. Abu Mazen is supposed to be there to try to have a face-saving surrender of Palestinian rights in return for some entity that I don't even think he'll see.
Professor Agopian, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. I mean, it's always good to be able to cut through kind of the fog of propaganda. So thank you for being on the Peter Werbe Show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's sad, isn't it, that this does not look like it's going anywhere. One of the places that Israel is going is down the tubes economically. There's a general strike going on now. At least, I don't know if it was one day or what, but there was 700,000 Israeli workers on a strike yesterday, and the economy is in terrible shape. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars for the suppression of the Palestinian people. Just yesterday, another attack, 12 Palestinians died, a number of children, collateral damage, I guess, had to get these militants. This will most assuredly create a response on the part of those very people they're trying to suppress, won't it? So it goes. Peter Werbe, Jalene Jordan, we'll be right back. I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Every day at Domino's, you get something free. A cheesy, gooey pizza and great taste we guarantee. Delivered hot, fresh, and steamy, you'll feel like you're in Waikiki. Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one topping pizza free.
Right now at Domino's, it's 2-for-1 pizza days. Buy any large pizza at menu price, get a medium one topping pizza free. What a deal.
Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one topping pizza free.
Get the door, it's 2-for-1 pizza days at Domino's. Limited time offer, prices and terms may vary.
And now, our motivational speaker, Carl!
Who's ready to reach their inner winner?
Allergies have your sinuses congested? Afrin No Drip Nasal Spray starts to relieve congestion instantly. Sudafed takes up to 30 minutes to start working. And after 4 hours, Afrin still does a better job keeping nasal passages open.
Ah, now I feel like a winner.
Breathe better in an Afrin instant. Use as directed. Compared to Sudafed maximum strength 60 milligrams.
Right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn, back to the dealership. That's a typical test drive. Now, GM introduces the 24-hour test drive. Bring home a GM car or truck. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werbe and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the Afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How are you doing?
We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys are having way too much fun. You know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with this dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show. Call Peter at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much with Jalene Jordan. You can almost hear Geddy Lee start to sink. Oh, there he is.
That's what it sounded like. I think it was meant to be there.
Yeah. Hey, a sold-out crowd cheered, danced, and sang along during the Dixie Chicks summer tour kickoff concert in Greensville, South Carolina, showing little concern for the controversy that surrounded the band, since a member said, just so you know, we're ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas. This Yahoo account says that Natalie Maines later apologized. Man, it was sure the weakest apology in history. In fact, if you go and, I don't think I have a link to actually what they said. But she said, it was disrespectful, but the questions behind it were authentic. I thought they pretty much told Diane Sawyer to, stuff it.
They did.
And then they told all conservatives to stuff it by appearing completely naked on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. This is your last chance to see it, folks. You think I've milked it enough, Jalene? Getting guys to go to my website with nude Dixie Chicks, peterwerby.com, PETERWERBE.com. I like to put it up there, one, because I just admire them for the stand that they've taken.
Yes.
The second thing is, I'm actually fascinated by this photo and the way it's constructed, that you could have three completely naked women and arranging themselves in this manner so that nothing's showing.
It was done very well.
Natalie Maines has peace written way below her belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah, and still.
Good. I mean, a couple of those girls just had babies. They're looking good.
Yeah.
Bounce back.
Natalie Maines said to the crowd, I think it's a good idea if we start every single tour right here. And Maines didn't wait too long to address the problems that have risen from her comments. She says, we have a plan for this. If you're here to boo, we welcome that. We're going to give you 15 seconds. And when Maines counted to three, the sold-out crowd erupted in cheers, and the Chicks broke into Long Time Gone.
Yay.
That's nice. They said, Maines, they said you might not come, but we knew you would. So all of that clout of Clear Channel, all that clout, what's that other, there was another smaller network, which only has
Infinity,
Infinity that canceled, wouldn't play their songs and all
Cumulus.
That. Cumulus it was, yeah. And so people of America and country music fans saying, screw you, right wing. And that's what I like. That's why I put that on there as well. I put that little commentary under their photo saying.
Yeah, they're going to be down here, I think, this weekend maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to go? Well, go have a French dinner, drink some French wine,
and go see the Dixie Chicks. Sounds like a perfect day to me.
All right. I hope none of you are leaving us right now. It's the end of an hour, and sometimes some of our radio affiliates don't carry the whole show. But we're going to be back, Jalene Jordan and myself, so stay tuned. Lots more about G.W. Bush, that revolting spectacle yesterday. This unnecessary, expensive trip he made, this triumphal, arrogant, imperial gesture that cost the American taxpayer, what, $5 million? Reality TV? It's worse than Survivor. Sorry, Jalene.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Sailors from the USS Lincoln are being greeted in San Diego with embraces and smiles as they see family members for the first time in nearly 10 months. Today's arrival follows President Bush's visit and overnight stay on the Lincoln. The president addressed Americans from the deck of the carrier last night and declared an end to major combat operations in Iraq. Credible al-Qaeda threats against U.S. interests in Saudi Arabia are being cited by the State Department. U.S. officials have renewed warnings to Americans to avoid traveling to Saudi Arabia. A statement issued by the department says terrorist groups may be in the final phases of planning attacks against U.S. interests. Tragedy in Turkey has led to violence. Rescue efforts continue after a massive earthquake, and some people are angry at the lack of action by the Turkish government.
Rescue efforts are continuing at the scene of the collapsed school dormitory where dozens of students were trapped when the 6.4 tremor struck. The bodies of more than 38 teachers and students were recovered overnight, but officials say hope is fading in finding any more survivors. No more cries for help have been heard in the rubble. Sniffer dogs are now being sent in to areas where they suspect children may still be. Locals are angry at the lack of help and aid from the local government. Around 1,000 people marched on the Bengal governor's office calling for him to resign. Suzanne Chislett reporting.
Attorney Mark Garagos will take over the defense for murder suspect Scott Peterson, who has been charged with the deaths of his wife Lacey and the couple's unborn son. A Modesto, California judge granted the request by Peterson for a change of attorneys during a hearing earlier today. Garagos has represented such high-profile clients as Winona Ryder and former Congressman Gary Condit. More news in a moment.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase in these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
For the third straight month, the U.S. economy lost jobs in April. New Labor Department figures show the unemployment rate rose to 6%, which is a four-month high. The number of workers on U.S. payrolls dropped by 48,000 last month, with the factory sector especially hard hit. President Bush spoke about his economic policies in Northern California today, calling for billions of dollars in additional tax cuts, but many Democrats say those cuts will primarily benefit the wealthy and do little for the troubled economy. More after this.
How is the GM 24-hour test drive different from the average test drive? It's about, 23 hours and 45 minutes longer. Long enough to take a GM car or truck to work, to keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
A car insurance company has released a list of the top 10 stolen collector vehicles. The Chevrolet Corvette was named the number one stolen collector vehicle in the study by Hagerty Insurance. The report found that vintage Chevys, including the Camaro, Nova, and Monte Carlo, are the most stolen brand. The Ford Mustang, Ford Thunderbird, and Lincoln Continental are also in the top 10. The memory of the late Fred Rogers will live on in a much larger neighborhood. Jim Loke explains.
What used to be called asteroid 26858 by space researchers has been renamed Mr. Rogers in memory of the late television star. The International Astronomical Union unveiled the tribute to Rogers yesterday at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Science Center. Mr. Rogers' interest in space was well known in the space community. Prior to his death in February, he helped the Science Center develop a new planetarium show called The Sky Above Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That show is now playing at 15 planetariums across the country. Jim Loke, Pittsburgh.
I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words, so picture this, a toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halvesies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. This is our third and final hour. You know, I rarely say that, Jalene Jordan. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, why?
You know, because you're taught in broadcast school, of which I never went to, that you're never supposed to say everybody. You're talking one-on-one.
I want to tell you something.
Forget about it.
Broadcast school. They also, I had a teacher in broadcasting in college who said, and when, you know, when I was doing the television portion of things, never say, okay, back to you. And I looked at her and I said, why? I mean, I guess it is a little cheesy.
Well, but some of this stuff I was told to never say it's 60 degrees out there. They say they don't think it's 60 degrees in here where you're broadcasting from.
a little too technical for me.
I do try to stay away from those cliches in, when I'm doing a DJ shift, though.
Sure. Well, the crutches. We don't want to rely on crutches. And it's easy to fall. Yeah, we all have
that. Was Santana, Led Zeppelin, Billy Joel in there.
Yeah.
Don't ever
you always used to say that to me.
In there. Oh, I told you not to say in there.
I don't know. No, you said that all the DJs at that station do it.
Wonder, there's a jillion little cliches here.
There are so
Peter Werby stepping out, Jalene Jordan stepping in.
Hey, rolling on through another long set of riff rock today. You know, I heard that one the other day down here. Yeah. Rolling on through. It's like, come on, get. I told my husband, you need to get a thesaurus for all of your DJs and hand them out.
We'll be back right after these. Although I say that.
We got to pay some bills
pay
on the other side.
Got some bill payers on the I got some Eric Clapton after these bill payers.
Yes.
Right. Well, this is very, we're not on the air, are we? Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is a political talk show. Come on, call in. Revolting spectacle last night cost us probably $5 million. Anything happening in your town or state, community, down your block that could have used that $5 million other than this pre-election photo op, this jet joyride to announce that this war, this illegal, expensive war is over, this unnecessary war? You know, I was going to put this away and talk about some other stuff, but I wanted to read you this. This was from thisislondon.com. This is TV, I think. But it's from Patrick McGowan of the Evening Standard. And he, Iraqi terror ships at sea. This is why we had to go in. This is why the United States had to violate international law. Three huge cargo ships feared to be carrying Iraqi weapons of mass destruction are being tracked around the world by British and American intelligence.
You mean still?
No, this is from a while ago. Let's
okay,
see.
Okay, all right.
Let me see if I can. Oh, yeah, this was February 19th, 2003.
So this is
no.
The
story. Yeah.
Okay.
The vessels which have been at sea for 3 months are believed to be carrying weapons smuggled out through Syria and Jordan. These were the kind of lies put forth by the Bush gang, the sinister regime that had plotted this all along, that actually prosecuted this war, having nothing to do with what the Bush talked about last night, but rather, hey, to maybe first and foremost to obscure the racket, which is the political and economic system that they are running. And one of the first rules about the racket is you don't talk about the racket. Because if you describe the racket, people say, hey, wait a minute. This
That's
is
a racket.
Yeah.
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 And think about when they that story came out. Because after that, I would hear personally and on the show, we would hear people say, well, what about those ships?
Yeah.
What about those ships full of weapons of mass destruction? So all it did was just create this, you know, this false
threat.
You know, false
threat. Now, remember how they were going to launch them? They had these unmanned, what were they, aerial vehicles.
Drones.
They were good. Because at first.
Balsa wood, right?
At first, Bush said that they were going to fly from Iraq. And then they found out they could only fly about 100 miles. So they said, well, how the hell? Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to be on ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we, of course, don't have any radar or any Navy or Air Force or anything like that, so we were just sitting ducks, so we had to violate international law, commit a crime against peace, and that's international legal language, in order to forestall this imminent attack, an attack that could have happened any minute. We could even wait 30 days, the way those cheese-eating surrender monkeys in France wanted us to. What a vile, evil character. What's his name? What's his first name? Jacques.
Oh, Jacques.
Jacques. I can't even bear to say it, because he is such the enemy of the United States. He wanted us to wait 30 days.
Yeah, you
can
know,
you
it
imagine?
Still pops up everywhere, even on that darn show, The View, that I can't seem to tear myself away from the first 20 minutes of anyway. This, you know, Joy Behar did a little skit today, and it was all about how bad the French are. I mean, it was went on and on and on. I was so irritated.
Yeah, what they were this major stumbling block to these long-held plans for invasion and occupation to seize Iraqi oil. And I got to read this one again because I just can't believe it. When Darth Rumsfeld went over to Iraq yesterday, was it, I guess?
Rumsfeld.
Yeah, he made a little speech to the Iraqi people. Hello, I'm Dom.
You know, I'm Don Rumsfeld.
I'm having trouble.
Hello, I'm Don Rumsfeld.
Yeah, let me try it again. Hello, I'm Don Rumsfeld. There you go. And he said, back home in America, I have 3 children and 6 grandchildren. The youngest is just 1 year old. Now, this is a guy that is talking in English, that is visiting this country that has just been smashed, about 10,000 civilian casualties killed
him,
and severely wounded
basically.
By him, basically. Yeah. Right. And I said earlier, it would be like the Chinese had invaded us. And then we looked, and there were on television. Of course, they can't see anything because they have no electricity. So essentially, this was just pap for domestic consumption here in the United States to show us the never mind. Magnanimity? No. I can't even talk for this last hour. I don't know what's going on.
You're okay.
All right, just maybe don't use those big words.
All right. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Get it down.
Reel it in.
Get it down. All right. So, all right, we're talking about the Dixie Chicks, too. They had this concert that began in South Carolina. Nothing but cheers for them. And Russ in Santa Cruz wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. I finally heard the Dixie Chicks on Saturday Night Live, and they are very talented, he says.
Yes.
I'm going to go out and buy one of their CDs. They probably worked hard to get where they're at, unlike Resident Bush.
Yeah. I think they, you know, they did work hard. They are excellent musicians. I think the sisters have a pretty deep connection into country music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, with their grandfather or something.
Now, I don't know. This is kind of long, and I haven't pre-read it, so I don't want to read the whole thing. But Matt wrote in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He said, I enjoyed listening to both. Oh, it's to Mike Malloy and myself, to your shows when I can. I have an offer that I'd like to propose. I've read that sales. Let me finish this. I've heard that sales of the Dixie Chicks album Home have plummeted since they criticized Bush. So I'm not a big fan of country music, but I'd like to help them out. I would be happy to buy 5 Dixie Chicks Home CDs and have them shipped directly to you from Amazon.com if you'd be willing to give one of them away each hour on your program to your
really?
Listeners. Yeah, I'm just reading this, Cole. Keep it in mind that by
offer.
5, I mean the two of you, not each of you. To do this, I'll need a shipping address or two, of course. I'll have them shipped anywhere you want. Well, yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'll get back to you. But, Matt, it is very generous, but here, let me read you something just and you tell me if you still want to do that. If you go to billboard.com, click on the left on albums, and then go to top 20. Number one, oh, my God. You know what number one is?
What?
This is very interesting. That
Lisa Marie Presley?
No.
No.
Daryl Worley, Have You Forgotten? That right-wing song about September 11th that's been pushed on every right-wing talk show imaginable.
So, but it's, thank you. That's.
Oh, I thought that was you.
I was the groan before that.
Number two. Now, Daryl Worley's album, Have You Forgotten, is number one. It was number one last week. Dixie Chicks, Home, is number two.
Oh, so.
And last week it was number three.
That's pretty good.
So it's down to number three, and
it's
now back.
It's been out for a long time.
It's been on the top 20 list for 35 weeks.
Yeah.
This Daryl Worley opportunist, 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so the Dixie Chicks are doing fine. So Matt, if you still want to do this, if you're listening, because you know, to tell you the truth, I'd be glad to do it because it's just a way to spit in the face of these repressive censors, right?
Sure.
So I'd be glad
we'll
to do that.
We'll say sponsored by.
Well, yeah. Why would Matt says though he will give us 5, and the split between Mike and me.
Well, so, who gets the 3? Who gets the 2?
Well. We get the 3, Mike gets the 2.
Because we were first.
We were first. Let's take a call. It's from Matt in Santa Fe, listening to KTRC. I'm going to be out there on the 13th and 14th, broadcasting for KTRC. Hi, Matt. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Hey, Matt.
You want Matt or Mac?
Mac.
How about Mac? I'm reading. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? It was my fault. Yeah, Mac, please.
Okay.
Matt was writing us.
I'm the eternal optimist.
Good.
I have complete faith in the wisdom and ultimate good sense of the great American public, and I think that the beast is beginning to stir. I think we're waking up. I think that Satchel Paige's admonition is being taken by Bush and his family.
Wait. Let's ask Jalene Jordan. Do you know who Satchel Paige is? All right. Go ahead.
Satchel Paige?
Satchel Paige was an African-American pitcher, probably the greatest pitcher of all times, but was kept out of the major leagues by segregation.
He said, don't look back. Something might be gaining on you. And I think Bush and the gang have looked back. I think they're panic-stricken.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right.
That's what I think.
He looks calm and confident.
What I'd really like to urge, though, and briefly, is that if people would only go back and read the Declaration of Independence, we, the people.
Oh, Mac.
And don't the Constitution and bylaws.
We, the corporations. You know, they've rewritten it. It says we, the corporations, doesn't it?
Yeah,
we'll
you're
screw you over and over. That's what it says now.
We the people.
That's right.
And, yeah, we're with you.
Tom Paine's publications and writings. If we'd all only go back and read that, it's good reading and it isn't hard. It'll tell us what we're here for. And what the Constitution is, and what the government is supposed to do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mac. Am I going to see you?
One more thing.
One more, okay.
Yeah. Is Inkster, Michigan still on the map?
It's still
it
on
is.
The map, yeah.
I was there back in the 40s as director of recreation.
Really?
And had quite a time for about 3-4 years.
Well, I got to tell you this, Mac, that they're closing the recreation department and the different facilities all around Detroit because there's just not enough money. Had to send it off probably to create some recreation facilities in Iraq or something. Thank you, Mac.
I've been out of touch. I haven't been back there for years, but it caught my ear and eye, and just wanted to ask you about Inkster.
You didn't. Yes. You didn't. You weren't in Inkster because during the 20s, it was a big rum running center. Did you?
No.
Okay.
I was in the early 40s.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
So long.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Mac.
If you're listening to KTRC, I'm going to be down there and broadcasting live from the Cloud Cliff Bakery on Tuesday the 13th and Wednesday the 14th of May coming up. It's going to be a grand old time. All right, we're going to take a break. And, did you know there's another terror alert? One wonders about this. Bush just was saying that, there's the terror alert.
See, there it is.
Yeah, that's the way the terror alert sounded in the 1940s when Mac was in Inkster. Now they're much more modern sounding, but
they have colors.
Colors, yeah.
And now they have colors.
Yeah, but
so what's up?
Well, they have this aviation warning. They've heard chatter. You know, they're always saying that. You know, maybe it was because Bush was on television saying how successful.
He flew one yesterday.
Yeah, that he was successful. How successful they've been in suppressing terror. And maybe Tommy Ridge was thinking, I'm going to be out of a job. I better get a terror alert in here.
Yeah.
Peter Werby, Jalene Jordan, 1-800-TALK-YES. Join us. We're going to talk about the racket when we come back.
And now, our motivational speaker, Carl.
Who's ready to reach the inner winner?
Allergies have your sinuses congested? Afrin No Drip Nasal Spray starts to relieve congestion instantly. Sudafed takes up to 30 minutes to start working. And after 4 hours, Afrin still does a better job keeping nasal passages open.
Ah, now I feel like a winner.
Breathe better in an Afrin instant. Use as directed. Compared to Sudafed maximum strength 60 milligrams.
Right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn, back to the dealership. That's a typical test drive. Now, GM introduces the 24-hour test drive. Bring home a GM car or truck. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
Well, I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Speaking for the Pentagon, Major Joe LaMarca said not long ago, "We don't practice propaganda in this country." Of course not, Major, for that would be undemocratic and un-American. Propaganda is what nasty little evildoers practice, not us. As President George W. himself has informed us, we're the global good guys, the world's only omnipower, so we do not practice propaganda. Definitely not. Strategic communication, however, well, that's a different animal altogether, and we definitely do practice strategic communication. Indeed, you as an American citizen will probably burst with patriotic pride to learn that George W. has given the U.S. of A. its first ever Office of Global Communications. Without fanfare or even congressional authorization, he quietly signed an executive order on January 21st, and poof, there it was, a spiffy, slick, and shiny OGC operating out of the White House. We're told that it serves as a sort of mega public relations firm for the Bush administration, but it doesn't practice propaganda. Every morning it holds a global conference call with various officials to set the message of the day, but it doesn't practice propaganda. It issues official government language for the media to use to describe U.S. actions, but it doesn't practice propaganda. It pre-approves dramatic anecdotes for Bush and other officials to tell the media and the public, including anecdotes that turn out to be fabricated, but it doesn't practice propaganda. We know that the OGC doesn't practice propaganda because the head of the office tells us it doesn't. And we know we can trust him because he's Tucker Eskew, the Republican political operative who ran Bush's bare-knuckled primary election in South Carolina a couple of years ago. As we know, there's no propaganda in presidential elections, even in down-and-dirty ones like that one was. This is Jim Hightower saying, it's good to know that our own tax dollars are paying for an executive office that directs non-propaganda at us.
When I say the hungry should have food, I speak for many. When I say no one should have seven homes, while some don't have any. Though I may find myself stranded in some strange place with naught but a vapid stare, I remember the world and I know we are everywhere.
The Peter Werby Show, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much, Julian Jordan. Welcome back. The music of David Rovics, R-O-V-I-C-S. You can go to davidrovics.com, an amazing folk singer, one of the most powerful of our generation, yeah. I think.
And he just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, and
the road.
And, you know, he says, we are everywhere, and we are, I'm sorry, I talked right over you.
No, it's okay. You always do.
Yeah, I do. I was trying to not that time.
Okay.
Anyways, there's tens of millions of us out there, and it's sort of the sleeping giant. I think we did wonders in terms of educating the American people of the illegal and unnecessary war that George W. Bush launched against Iraq. And now, turning to other things. This is going to transform itself into the peace and social justice movement that's going to send GW back to Crawford. Hey, we said we're going to talk about the racket, the political and economic system that G.W. Bush and his sinister gang presides over, but we don't exactly have time. And actually, we have no guests, so if you're on hold, stay there, even if we come to a break and I'll get you.
We have callers, eh?
Yeah. All right. That's not weird. It's a talk show.
Well, no. You just said we don't have time, and I'm thinking we have the whole hour. What do you mean?
Well, I wanted to tell you about this. Senator in heated exchange with parents of gay children. This is Rick Santorum, and four parents of gay children had a fiery private exchange with Santorum. The meeting did not go well, and Santorum, who has infuriated gays, infuriated me as well, by likening homosexuality to incest and bigamy, left in such a hurry that he tripped over a chair.
I love that.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Boom.
I don't even want to be near gay parents, let alone gay people.
He probably turned around and said, have that removed.
Yes. Melina Waldo, a former constituent of Santorum who now lives in New Jersey, she said, what we tried to do in this meeting was to reach Santorum on a human level, and we found no humanity here.
Yeah.
And that's what those Republicans are all about, man. They do not have an ounce of humanity. They are cold-hearted, stone-hearted people. Mm-hmm. And they said that they thought that this is a very typical definition, I think, of a Republican politician: condescending, belligerent, argumentative, and arrogant.
Well, yeah, those words are all correct as you describe.
These people were from PFLAG, although it doesn't say it's that.
Parents and Friends of Lesbian and Gays.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Finally, an aide interrupted the session and told Santorum that Santorum would have to leave. And one of the parents said he couldn't get out of there fast enough.
So he tripped.
I love it.
I'm sorry. Listen to us, Peter. We're pathetic.
I don't think we have to apologize. Here's Ken in Santa Fe listening to KTRC. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome, Ken. Ken.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Good.
I'm glad you're coming to Santa Fe, except I'm bummed because I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be down in Jolene's part of the world.
You're going to be in Florida?
Yeah, I'm going to
be. Yeah, we worked this out. We didn't tell you about that,
Peter?
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yeah, going to be in Sanibel Island for a week.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Nice. Wonderful place to go during the winter.
That
oh, no.
That's the best shelling down here.
Yeah,
best
that's
shelling.
Right.
I mean, this is like you shoot?
Peter.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you, and particularly our Santa Fe listeners, about a great event we're going to have at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center on Tuesday night.
Oh, this is for the Veterans for Peace.
That's right.
Yeah.
Veterans for Peace. And we're going to have just a great program. Craig Barnes, who's well known in this area for his commentaries on the local public radio stations, both in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, is going to lead off with some historical background on the trend towards civilization. It's an encouraging approach.
Okay.
Sure.
Dr. Charlie Clements, who was a founder of Physicians for Human Rights, heads an institute out at United World College called the Bartos Institute for Constructive Engagement in Conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna have five of his students with him talking about the principles of constructive engagement in conflict.
Ken, we're out of time for this segment, so quickly, just give us the details. You can call back on Monday and remind us again, but tell us quick. So where, quick.
Lenzic Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 6th. It'll run from 7 to 9 p.m.
All right,
that was
great.
Beautiful.
Thank you, sir. You belong in radio.
Way to wrap it up.
Peter Werby, Jalene Jordan, 1-800-TALK-YES. Stay right there on hold, folks. We'll get you when we come back.
How is the GM 24-hour test drive different from the average test drive? It's about, 23 hours and 45 minutes longer. Long enough to take a GM car or truck to work, to keep it overnight, see how it fits in your garage, see how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
Some frogs get through winter by being freeze-tolerant, but they don't last when they're freeze-dried. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Some frogs in cold parts of the world have to thaw out in the springtime after spending the winter frozen stiff. Their bodies contain a compound that works like antifreeze to protect their tissue from damage in cold weather. Bob Hay is an amphibian and reptile specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says freeze-tolerant frogs include western chorus frogs, spring peepers, tree frogs, and wood frogs.
And all of those can literally freeze solid during the winter. Their heart rate is gone, their breathing is gone, they are just literally in a state of suspended animation until they re-thaw.
That adaptation works well if they're frozen, but not if they're frozen and dried out. The frogs need snow or some other form of insulation to avoid dehydration and permanent damage to their tissue. Hayes says a lack of snow across much of the U.S. might have exposed these tough amphibians to conditions that can kill them. Hayes says those conditions can be hard on turtles as well. He says frostbite can seriously injure them, and he saw that problem once after a particularly cold and dry winter.
And I found numerous turtles that had frostbitten rear appendages, both the hind leg and the tail, were frozen to the extent that they had thawed out and they had already become just like mush on the back end of the body, and they would then leave the water as soon as they could get at the sun for warmth, but they had been damaged too severely to recover from it. Most of these animals just perished.
Hayes says something similar could happen this year. He says a frostbitten turtle might survive the winter, only to die in the spring from infection or disease. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. How's that for sage advice? Well, it's better than being called stupid and immoral all morning long, isn't it? Join me, Nancy Skinner, for Radio Evolution. It's Nancy Skinner's Radio Vox Pop, a program where we discuss our problems and how to solve them in a positive way without having to disown your in-laws, give up your career goals, and generally alienate everybody you know.
That's Nancy Skinner's Radio Vox Pop, weekdays from 10 to noon Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, 2 to 5 p.m. It's my new time, that's Eastern Time, weekdays, for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Debating on the hills of all
your crazy antics. We'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and Old Quarry will be furled. Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world.
The Peter Werby Show, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Where it's all David Rovics all day. More from David Rovics.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Yeah, we just want the world. Yeah. Actually, there's a good Woody Guthrie song, I think, that great folk master, where we don't want your millions, master. We
remember when we had Arlo?
Arlo Guthrie on, yeah, his son. Yeah.
And he was wild.
He was. What a
remember?
Character. Yeah, I didn't think he didn't seem much like a folk. He sounded more like a whacked out rocker.
Yeah.
He did.
He was fun.
All right. We're not going to talk about the racket. One of the things about the racket, you can't talk. Well, there's a lot of people on hold, and I want to get to them. Let me just sort of summarize it. The Republicans now, they're retreating from this end the dividend tax thing. And so what they're going to do is they, instead of eliminating all taxes on dividends for the rich, they're going to reduce the taxes both on dividends and capital gains. So that's going to take more money away from the Treasury. The rich are going to love it. It's not going to affect hardly anyone. Bush said that he wants to reduce taxes by $500 billion, and that will create 1 million jobs, as a number of people have told me and written me. That means it's going to be about $550,000 per job. And the morning stock report from Rick in Santa Fe, housing down, manufacturing down, overall economic activity way down. This was yesterday. I think it's up a little. But Exxon Mobil.
Exxon Mobil.
What time is it? Well, I mean, I love to do this show,
25 minutes to go, Peter.
But you know, it's not like I'm finding it difficult to talk, and so I'd love to be here. Mobil Exxon.
One of those.
Exxon Mobil. There you go. Exxon Mobil. Highest
evil,
profits.
Evil.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Highest profits ever. More than triples. And so this is, you remember when this gas all went up to $1.75 a gallon? They were just getting rich quick off of us. The world's largest publicly traded oil company said its first quarter profits more than triple, boosted by surging oil prices. Hey.
Hey.
Treasury says U.S. could face deficits. And unemployment rate, 6%. 48,000 more jobs lost. Thank you, George W. Wait, who cares about that, man? Didn't you see last night that man landed on this battleship?
That was cool.
This, not a battleship, a aircraft carrier. He had his Top Gun outfit on. It. Who cares? Who cares about a job?
Chest.
Because there's more time to watch television. You can watch CNN. You can see George W. Bush all day, all the time.
Over and over and over
again. Right.
Have fun.
Here's Cindy in San Diego, and that's where GW left from. Hi, Cindy. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES.
How are you guys today?
We're doing good. At least I am.
Well, I am so thankful for your show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
We're thankful. You're thankful.
I work at the Navy base.
Really?
In here in San Diego, the Naval Submarine Base, and I'm surrounded by this gung-ho George Bush stuff all day long.
Really?
I've been working for the system for over 20 years, but it's really, whenever I hear his name now, I get anxiety attacks.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't blame you.
And I agree with you, Julene. I just cannot. I cannot stomach to see him on TV.
No,
it's such a sham.
Awful.
And I'm like, why aren't Americans waking up? Are they that blind that they cannot see what this man is doing? You know, I know the press has just inundated us with, you know, pro Bush administration and pro war stuff. But it's like, come on, people! Mm-hmm. I want to just shake them when I.
Well, I'll tell you, you may already be doing this, Cindy, but I would really limit television time watching because
I don't watch news anymore.
That's good. Because
I watch movies.
Well, here's why, too. I mean, I rarely ever watch television. I don't have cable in my house, and whether people agree with me or not, at least I hope they would agree, I'm at least conversant with the subjects that we're talking about. And what happens, though, the function of television is not to give you information, but to deliver a message. And the message is exactly the one that comes out of it. Completely pro-power, pro-Republican, pro-Bush. And here, I live in a liberal area, in the Detroit area, very, very liberal city, a liberal area. In my comings and goings, I never meet anybody that is for Bush. Nobody in my family is pro-Bush. Well, I do a talk show here in Detroit, and there are a few people that call in with pro-Bush statements. So the context in which you live is extraordinarily important, and you can begin to feel very anxious, very isolated, very powerless.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, isolated, not only in a kind of a military area like San Diego, or at least parts of it, but then to watch television and watch Pravda, the official propaganda of the racket. Wow.
Listen, can I tell you two something?
Sure.
I would rather get a pap smear than watch George W. Bush on television.
Oh, my God. You know what? Me too. Actually, I probably have to get a colonoscopy. That might be...
Or one of those.
Yeah.
Throw them both in.
He had that. Remember when Bush had that? And it came out and proved he was a perfect a-hole.
Yes.
Cindy, got to go.
Quickly,
okay,
I forgot.
Thank you, guys.
Bye,
thank
Cindy.
You, Cindy. Bye. Right. Aaron. 1-800-TALK-YES. Where are we going next? To Hartford, Connecticut. It's Tim. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Well, welcome, guys.
Hi.
The only exception to the TV is Friday nights, and it's probably the worst night around to have it on, is Bill Moyer's Now program.
Oh, yeah.
Is an outstanding, incredibly information-packed show.
Got to have cable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tape it for you, Peter.
you don't have a PBS station that plays it?
I don't know. Maybe it does. PBS,
yeah.
No. It's on... Bill Maher, you're saying,
no,
right?
No, you're Moyer.
Moyer.
Oh.
Moyer.
That's
Bill
PBS,
Moyer's Now,
right.
Program.
Okay, you're sorry. I'm so out of it.
Incredibly powerful there.
Yeah, you're right. There's a difference. Bill Moyer is great. Yeah.
Three quick things, interrelated, and I'm a member of the Green Party. We're getting emails back and forth about whether to run somebody for president, and the debate is hot and heavy. And then at the same time, while I'm doing that, I see this thing where Daschle is giving credit to Bush for the war.
Yep.
And you're sitting there going, pulling out what little hair I have left in my head, going, when are the Democrats going to start, you know, grow some you-know-whats down there? And, you know, the few that are out there, the Kucinich or something like that, you know, I'm just... So the third related thing is tomorrow night there's a national debate amongst these Democratic candidates.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
And the leaders, this is in South Carolina, are going to be Lieberman and Edwards.
Sure.
You know.
Unpalatable combo. But to tell you what, I don't really want to debate it with you, but I would advise the Greens not to run a candidate. It's not going to have any effect. It's not going to make the Democrats say, ooh, we better get somebody in a little more liberal because we're losing votes to the Greens. Could just, give Bush another term.
I think that the progressives in general, and I'll just use that, have to really look and see whether Bush can be beaten. And I think there's a lot of people out there. I think it's the Ronald Reagan effect. I don't think it's the George I effect. Because I see, you know, this country numbed over right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, you know, Bush, you know, really learning from his father's mistakes. That stunt, that bread and circus last night was 100 times better than anything George I could ever do.
Yeah, it was.
And this war is, quote, been won. People are, you know, getting over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, and I know he's already said he's going to violate all the campaign finance things and not follow them and just raise as much money as possible. Who is going to be the Democrat that's going to take up and really come? I think we're thinking of a Mondale Reagan kind of race.
No, I do too. Or even worse, in what was in '88, what was Dukakis? Or
yeah, to that effect. And I think we have to be very careful of not, you know, talking only amongst ourselves and talking with so many people out there as to, you know, why would you vote against Bush? I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing. We've got to have, if there's a Democratic candidate, he's got to have a clear message out there, and I just don't see it yet.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. All right, Tim, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, unfortunately not. Here, Larry from Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. I want you, the president, to give his speech on the aircraft carrier last night. I think it would have been much better to have him parachute into Baghdad, low crawl through barbed wire, shoot at Iraqi silhouettes with his .45, and then give his speech holding a .50-caliber machine gun with a bandolier draped across his chest. Goodbye diplomacy, humility, and cultural understanding. Hello, Hammer. Here's John in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Listen to KTRC. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome. Hey, John, you with me?
Is it Jim?
Well, I don't know. It's you. Is it Jim?
Okay. Well, it's Jim.
Oh, hi, Jim. Yeah, they go ahead.
There's a couple of interesting things about the indexes. You just mentioned that the unemployment rate was 6%.
Right.
Perhaps it's changed in recent years, but the last time I checked, the unemployment rate does not include anyone who has been unemployed for 2 years or more.
Right.
So it's significantly skewed. The actual unemployment rate is enormously higher.
Well, what they call them is discouraged workers. And what that means, if you don't come back to the unemployment, Federal Unemployment Service, and register with them, which is useless. They never get you jobs anyways. But I remember once I was on unemployment for a long time, and it ran out. And they said, well, you can still come back and register. And I said, I don't think so. And so then I was no longer counted as unemployed.
Yeah, and during the Reagan years, I heard 1 week that the cost of living had dropped dramatically. I don't remember the percentage, but it was something like 6 or 8%, and they were crowing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they had done is remove the cost of housing from the cost of living index.
No, it's all, you know, what's the old expression, Jim? It, you know, figures don't lie, but liars can figure, right?
That's the way it works.
Thank you, sir.
Roger, bye.
I appreciate it. And, yeah, I'll be out at Santa Fe the 13th and 14th, broadcasting for KTRC. This is from Byron. He wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He says, I was an anti-war protester during Vietnam. I was in the Army, and I also, quote, missed a few drills. He's talking like G.W. Bush that missed a year. So essentially, G.W. Bush, not only AWOL, but a deserter. You can go to awolbush.com for confirmation of this. And Byron says he missed a few drills. This is understandable, considering I was in Winnipeg. All right? So he left for Canada.
Oh.
I have never done anything I was unwilling to accept the consequences for. Now I have no GI Bill benefits and cannot even qualify for a government job. How the hell, he asked, can a deserter be president? The right wing should be ashamed of themselves for their hypocrisy. How can this guy stand on that ship with a straight face? How can these military people look at him with such wonder? Byron says, shame on the press, shame on the veterans groups for supporting him, and shame on the right wing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, amen, brother.
Amen. Here's Linda in San Jose, California. Linda, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
The Green Party caller prompted me to get on the phone once again and remind people that there are progressive Democrats out there, and that is, it is time for the Greens to leave the bushes, figuratively speaking, and come out into the open and join a progressive Democratic coalition. That will either be Kucinich or Dean. These people are doing well already in polls. It's time for the Greens to, you know, leave the fringe and stop being on the outside. Come out into the mainstream, join the rest of the country, take a side. That means that they must oppose Bush. That means they must join the Democrats. And if we can get the Democrats to, I'm so mad at the Democrats that I forced a meeting with the Democratic Party chairman locally here in my county for tomorrow morning. He has called a meeting of any interested Democratic registered voters to come and express themselves. And I wanted the party to know that there are a lot of us out here, a significant minority that are not pleased with the direction of the Democratic Party nor their strategy, and we want changes now. And if we had Greens joining us in a great big coalition, we would scare the heck out of the Republicans, and the economy is the keystone. That is going to crumble the Bush campaign next year. It is really going to crumble it. We need to push right now to get together, stop warring among each other, we progressives, and start joining this coalition. We can't afford to do anything less.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We were talking earlier about, Jalene, about number of terrorist attacks, how they've gone down significantly. Dan in Long Island writes, and do your numbers on terrorist attacks include the Israeli army's attacks on Palestinian people?
Ooh,
no.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Let's see. Here is David in San Francisco. David, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hi, Peter, Jarlene. I'm glad I followed up that last caller and the other caller regarding the Greens, because definitely politics is a matter of bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of you have to bargain, and you have to ask I mean, in an established old-time world, you had to ask for, say, 10.
I don't know what happened, David. You just went on hold. Let's put him back. David, sorry. You somehow got magically put on hold. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. In the old days, you had to bargain, say, asking 10 times for more, 10 times higher than what you expected,
right?
I mean, bargaining is bargaining. So when the trouble with the way that the Democrats and some progressives in the past have bargained is that they try to ask for simple justice by simply asking for what they expect, and then they always get 10% of that.
Sure.
So, in other words, if you are facing Homeland Security that's going to take 99% of what you have and tell you that you now have to work with Enron, Arthur Anderson money, for the rest of your days with a stacked deck and a dictator making you pay for your own funeral, you know, it's a matter of bargaining, and you bargain hard. So when, for example,
we've got about 30 seconds left. So
whether or not Greens should run somebody, whether or not there's X, Y, or Z running as a Democrat, they have till Election Day. You have your vote is sacred, and you don't expose your vote a year and a half before. You say, well, maybe I'll think about it. Maybe I'll think about it. And you keep bargaining. If you don't have a position, then you take your time. And, you know, that's what the deal is. And this whole idea of shooting down X or shooting down Y or whether X, Y, or Z should happen, it's nonsense. You should be bargaining. You should be bargaining every day. And you should be staking your claim.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, no sweat.
Thanks for calling us at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. A couple of callers still on hold. We can fit you in
for
our last segment of the week. And then it's the weekend, as somebody we know says.
That's right.
Right? I can't do that. There's a guy, a DJ, that screams out,
5 o'clock it's the
weekend.
Detroit.
Yeah. And I did it once sitting in for him. I couldn't talk for about 4 hours. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Free, 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 free.
Every day at Domino's, you get something free. A cheesy, gooey pizza and great taste we guarantee. Delivered hot, fresh, and steamy, you'll feel like you're in Waikiki. Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one-topping pizza free.
Right now at Domino's, it's 2-for-1 pizza days. Buy any large pizza at menu price, get a medium one-topping pizza free. What a deal.
Buy a large Domino's pizza, get a medium one-topping pizza free.
Get the door. It's 2-for-1 pizza days at Domino's. Limited time offer. Prices and terms may vary.
Right turn, right turn, right turn, right turn, back to the dealership. That's a typical test drive. Now, GM introduces the 24-hour test drive. Bring home a GM car or truck. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your garage. See how it fits in your life. For more information and to locate a participating dealer, click to gm.com/24-hour. You must be 21 and be an insured licensed driver with approved credit.
Well, I'm asleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Tired of talk radio sounding like a propaganda arm of the Republican Party? Well, so am I. This is Peter Werby, and I've moved my program to 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. Join me as I expose the Grand Oil Party's plans to pay off their corporate paymasters by making this country a permanent warfare state while destroying the environment and attacking the rights of women and working people in the process. So tune by the show, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and join me, Peter Werby, as we make plans to take back our country.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or a fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
It's the Peter Werby Show. Call Peter now at 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much. Some of you may have been wondering, whatever happened to Curtis Ellis, the IE America cultural and entertainment correspondent?
He called from Africa last week, right?
Yeah, no, he never called, Jillian Jordan. He never called. Well,
now
here.
I'm a little worried.
Yeah, wait a minute here. I've got a telegram.
Oh, hot off the press.
Yeah,
good.
It says, stuck on island in Indian Ocean. Stop. Can't call. Stop. Met guerrilla leader in Zambia. Stop. We'll return next Wednesday and coordinate report from San Francisco next Friday. Stop. Curtis.
Oh, no wonder. I was really actually starting to worry about it.
Okay, we got two calls. We've got to go through them quickly. Lee, hi. Thanks for joining me from KTRC in Santa Fe.
I'm really excited you're coming out.
Oh, it's going to be great on the 13th and 14th of May. Yeah.
And you chose a good place. I don't know how you got it, but that's one of the best places in Santa Fe to go.
Cloud Cliff Bakery.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an insider's place.
Well, that's, you know, Peter has his own day named after him, right?
Peter Werby Day. And I'm also going to be, there's going to be a reception for me put on by the New Mexico State NAACP. And there's going to be a reception at 6, and I'm going to give a talk on the 13th, and I can't remember where. First Christian Church.
Oh, we'll find out. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, no, that's it. The First Christian Church,
First
6
Christian
o'clock.
First Christian Church.
Yeah.
You know, that's an organization I'm joining, is the NAACP.
Good.
You know, we need to do that. Also, I wish you were out here when Kucinich was in town.
Yeah, I wish. I've often thought about trying. He's come out a couple of times.
I'd love to have you interview. I'd love it if you did.
Because, yeah,
I really am convinced this is a man that would give his life for the truth in this country. I'm positive of that.
Which means he'll never be president.
Well, you know what? That's what frustrates me. He's not charismatic at all.
Yeah.
But this is a man that when he leaves the room after you've listened to him speak, I mean, I just feel like I've been in the presence of truth.
Hmm. Lee, let me get one more call from David in Atlanta, okay?
Have a good one, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye now. Hey, David, you're our last call. You got about 60 seconds.
I just wanted to call, and I'm a little bit worried about the Democratic Party. I don't see any...
A little? Go ahead.
I don't see any greatness coming from this party ever again. I really don't see... taking a leadership role in Hillary Clinton, she was in Connecticut, she sounded terrible.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, unfortunately we can't continue with this anymore. We have to do it ourselves. The Democratic Party didn't help at all with opposing the illegal and unnecessary war and invasion and occupation of Iraq. We did it all ourselves. We created an organization of tens of millions, and it's still going on. There's a lot of it online. No time to talk about it. So we can reinvent the world. We can do it. We did it during the civil rights movement. We did it in the anti-war movement. We did it in the union movement, the women's suffrage movement, the anti-slavery movement. We can make history. We can take back our country. Peter Werbe and Jalene Jordan saying have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
You've been listening to the Peter Werbe Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werbe Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Jalene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werbe Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and consumer.